Well, if that was a crack at it, I would have gotten a whole
job. Or you could play Fuck with Strata.
Yes.
You could play Fuck with Strata. So you've got 48 hours to just get everything out of the apartment. Totally barren.
No.
Right down to the floor. Everything's gone, and you're sitting in the middle of your floor in your underwear.
With a gun.
Shaking. And you look all pasty and white. You look like Marilyn Manson, right? And you're not going to
come for me. Like,
here to fix the sprinklers.
And they, like, come in.
I haven't been changed for a week.
You're all watching them, and they
six of dog food.
And then, like, they come in, and you've, like, shit on your floor.
And then you're wiped
all
on the wall.
You're all wiped on the wall.
This is hell.
This is hell. Save me.
Oh, I am in hell. Save me.
I'm in hell. You can do the pinhead thing. That's another one.
Just invite her a whole bunch over, a whole bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses. Have them all here and say, ooh, I brought some friends over.
Or a bunch of hookers.
Or come on in. We got plenty.
No. You smear ketchup all over your chest. You lay on the floor and get one of your friends to drag you into the bathroom.
Now that's a winner.
With lots of handprints on the walls and around foot level.
Yeah, this is the worst ICQ I've gotten so far. You know, you get
the
those
worst
stupid ones. Oh, forward this and you'll get kisses. Or forward this and your true love will tell you by Friday that, they love you.
Or then that's the positive, and then there's the negative response. It's like, forward this or you're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
You know, forward this, ICQ will stop working.
Yes.
Go forward
this and help Napster.
Forward this and help ICQ, otherwise they'll cut you off. I'm not joking.
Forward this. Every copy goes to Bill Gates.
He'll give you $1,000 for everyone you phone.
A harmless, legless child who's a wonder of the war, who's taught to be a freak show at a Bolivian circus, and every fucking magically gives her 5 cents. Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Welcome to show number 101.
It's the binary
week
show.
Number 101.
It's 1011.
Show 5.
Show Red 5.
Yes,
dinghy.
It all ties in. I see it now.
It's 101. What is that in binary?
5.
Oh, wow, and it's red. And it's 105.
And it's red, and it's 5.
And it's 1203. And 1 and 2 and 3 is 5.
Here comes the comet.
Oh, fuck, just do it. Where's my Nikes and my Kool-Aid? Oh, that's bullshit.
This is the first What the Hell that has been broadcast over FM.
That's right. This is our first FM broadcast of the
Sweet.
What the Hell show.
Because
300 feet of the Rant Radio headquarters.
If you're within 300 feet.
And my mic's not loud enough. But if you're within 300 feet of the Rant Radio headquarters.
Tune in.
Pick up.
Tune in. Put on your wireless headphones and tune into Rant Radio.
This is the beginning. This is what we should do. Everyone who wants to be a little fucking pirate at home. Yeah, you all these little 14-year-old wannabes are all like, I'm a hacker god, you know? And they want to be all like, oh, he owns you. And they, like, mix their numbers and letters, like, and they can't speak normally now and shit. They're like, stop with zeros in them and stuff. But what we should do is we should have, like, they should all go to their local Radio Shack, get one of those FM transmitters, hook it up every Sunday night at 6 p.m. They will become, you know, guilty of a felony because they'll, like, just turn it on and they can, like, broadcast their entire neighborhood.
High density areas like New York, New York,
apartment?
You'll be able to tune into Rant Radio.
Put
on your wireless headphones. find the frequency.
And
you're
there
in.
You go. You're in. You're in. We should find a frequency that's on all the headphones and set a standard.
It is. I think it is a standard.
There's a range.
There's a range that you can tune in.
I mean, each headset has a little dial.
Stop hitting me with the cord.
Sean's
being whipped with the cord.
You two quit flirting.
He's too skinny. Sim's turned into a 911 girl on me. His vegan diet is like, I'd get maybe two pumps his hips would give, and that would
be it. Sean breaks me now.
He breaks me. Anyway.
I've been having a problem today. I had another problem, and it's more than just
another
my
one.
Mic is not loud enough.
Another problem.
And it is What's not that? Loud enough. Please turn it up. But anyway.
You need to go get one of those mics that has a volume control and turn it down at the beginning and then slowly ease it up.
I should do that. Anyway.
Oops.
Whoops.
Whiny bitches on the road that don't know how to drive.
Wait.
How do you know they're whiny?
Go around the room first.
Because they whine to me. No, I've got to get this out now.
I need
to be.
Speak up, Michael Machine Guy.
They can't drive. And they bitch at me. Now, I'm not going to... I had this happen to me again today. I'm not going to get into it because it's so uninteresting and stupid. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, why are you talking about it?
But I have come up with a new... No, I'm... person does something stupid, they start yelling at me out the window. Not yelling, but they look and give me some attitude out the window. And I start yelling at them, of course.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, I couldn't hear what this bitch says. So she I said... Who's driving? She goes, you're not driving because I'm going to call Loomis and tell on you. And I'm like, yeah, please do, okay? Do me a favor and call them.
You have garbage in your van. Why don't you just throw
I've got a new rule.
At her? Smash!
I've got a new rule. When I go into to Loomis on Monday morning, hopefully she'll have called in and complained. The new rule is if you can call Loomis and bitch about me, I am accepting no complaints from anyone
I
can't call and complain about them.
I got to take this call. See you later.
Who do I call?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
I got
Hey, Sim, it's Nomad Terrell.
Nomad Terrell.
Hey, guess what?
It's not time to phone in. Make it very important.
None of us can hear anything.
Oh, really?
That's very important.
That's very important.
I thought that would be pretty important.
Okay.
All
Thank
right?
you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Terrell.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. We're line recording.
That would explain why there's, like, do you normally have the peaks showing on here?
No. We're line recording. Line ends up.
Where's IRC? Let's get in the IRC.
Well, IRC is going.
Uh-oh.
Them they know. Fuck. And they're all witty, too.
You bored.
It's sending.
Yeah.
It's sending.
Do we get hacked? Or?
Oh, you know what? I just reinstalled.
Oh, God.
How's that?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there it is. I just reinstalled this computer.
So they heard nothing?
They heard nothing?
Play the intro again!
No, they heard the intros. They heard the intro.
The line record
It's the line record plug-in.
Oh.
So... Yay, somebody said.
We,
Hi, on Rant Radio. Is this about not hearing us?
No.
Okay.
Who's this?
This is Mark Fest, the Thrival Guy.
Mark Fest!
Mark
this
Fest!
This is perfect. Our interview, just in time. We reinstalled the system, and it was all fucked up.
And now
everyone can hear us. Just in time for the interview.
Just in time for the interview, but to bring everybody up in the RC. Dun, 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 dun. What happened last week? What happened in the last few minutes? What has happened is we haven't even gone around the room yet. We have an interview with Mark Fest, who has the book, Survival Guide Under 18. He sent me my very own gift copy, and it's very cool. I've read the book. It's super sweet. And just to talk a little bit about what the book's about, we're going to play my rant that I did about the Survival Guide, so you guys can get, like, a clue as to what I'm talking about.
Have you heard that yet, Mark?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
cool.
It's for my mom.
You played it for your mom?
Did your mom like it?
Yes, she did, actually.
Excellent.
Well, that's cool. I mean, there's a lot of positive messages in there, most of them which is if you run away and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to fucking die. But, okay, so why don't we play that right now, and then we'll get into our interview with you, buddy.
10-4.
Okay. Let's,
Here's Sean's rant. It's called Runaway Survival, and it's based on Mark Fest's book.
You bet.
Here it goes. Yeah, we're still there.
Are we on right? So you're not on the air now, right?
No, we're just playing around right now.
Just playing around. Do you want to talk to somebody while we're off the air?
I want a couple things I want to mention. One, I am alone at work.
Okay.
So
So you're pissed. You're living
basically,
in
if anyone, if either of these two phones, you know, if the light lights up, I might have to do a quickie exit.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
What's going on?
You know, the other thing, the other reason I'm alone at work is because Gargoyle Snake.
You do drugs.
Is
more fucking drugs than I
was hospitalized for pneumonia.
Oh my God, that's really, really bad.
Leave this scene.
He's out of the hospital now. Probably listening to the show, but you know, I want to sort of pass to him a verbal get well card.
Okay, no problem. We can do that in the air. You can say that in the air, whatever you want to sing.
Yeah. How many kids?
Cool.
Fucking dead in dumpsters. All right. You know how many kids are getting exploited?
So, I guess I'm here late. Let me know when you're ready for me to talk.
Okay. We'll let you know.
Scary shit, man. You are the prey in the predator-prey scenario if you fuck off and you're underage. If you fuck off and you're underage and you're not prepared for it, you are going to die, okay? You are going to fucking die.
We have the band off, that's actually in behind your rant in the studio tonight.
You don't know where you're going. You're just floating around. You're going to get fucked off by some sniper, all right? And there's lots of them out there. There's religious groups. There's fucking all kinds of cult groups. There's fucking sexual predators. They're everywhere, man. Everywhere. Chicks, guys, doesn't matter. You're just as much at risk. You're going to get raped and fucking killed, all right? People, okay, are out there in the world who want to fuck you up if you just take off. Thousands of people go missing every year. Think about it, okay? They just vanish. They're fucking smart people. Well, that's not me, man. That couldn't happen to me. It can't happen to you. You're going to fuck off. You're going to run away from home, okay? You better make sure you got a head full of knowledge, all right? You better make sure you done do some reading, okay? You better make sure that you've got the physical stamina. You're not sick. You don't need medication. What if you get hurt? What if you get jacked over? What then? You're fucked. You're fucked, okay? You can't be doing that, all right? You're going to go out there in the world. You got to make sure you get a little bit of knowledge going on. Get your hands on some books. Get some reading. The SAS Survival Guide. Find out a little bit about urban operations. Find out about, you know, make sure you got a good AWOL bag. Good book you want to read, right? Okay, you got the Survival Guide for under 18. ISBN number 0-96733-13-0-7, okay? Wrote by Mark Fest. He sent me a copy of the fucking thing. It's a good book. Teaches you how to stay alive. Maybe you won't wind up in a fucking dumpster somewhere. But if you're going to run away from home, okay, if you're going to run away from home, you better have a fucking plan. You better have a plan or you're going to die. This is no shit, okay? Don't take this shit lightly. You take to the streets, you are on your own. And it is a cold, hard, concrete jungle, man. And it is not like what you think it is. It is not like what you think it is. You will wind up with a mouthful of bloody chiclets and fucking an arm full of drugs, and you will not know what the fuck happened. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Oh, okay. Right. We are back.
Turn down the music.
Turn down so loud. Okay. That background music, by the way, was the band Erase, and they're in the studio. We're going to talk with them a little bit later.
Well, not the whole band. Half the band.
All the band.
All the band.
They play everything.
Everyone's just important. They said the bass player wasn't important, so he's not in there tonight. But anyway, so he's all making little M's with lines and shit.
He's going on the love boat.
He's the love boat. The hate tank. Anyway, no.
He's actually going to go on a cruise.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to do the... in a band. Are the one of the bands on the boat. He's going to probably...
Who the fuck booked that? It'll be like, oh, Margie, we're going to be going down. There's a new band called Erase.
No. He himself. He's going to be a bass player within, like, a fucking ensemble of...
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, we got to get this guy through.
He's fired already.
All right, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm talking about your book here. A couple quick questions for you, because I know you're at work and you're doing this on company time, so at least somebody's paying you for this shit. but the big one is did you ever have to be on the street yourself?
I myself, no. Spent a couple nights on top of rooftops, but I mean, I never had to, like, be unwillingly homeless or anything to that in that regard.
Okay, so what was your motivation to write a book like this?
Had two of them, actually. Best friend from New York, from 14 up, he was on his own. He wanted to play computer games. He didn't want to go to school. He wanted to drop out and just play computer games. So he told his parents he was going to do that, and they said, no, while you're living here, you're not. And he said, okay, I'll do it on my own.
Right.
And then, a few years later, what you had talked about in that rant, you had mentioned, you know, like, liking people who like street kids and all. And, when I had moved to the Bay Area, I ended up being in more contact with them than I expected, and it's one of those things. Well, you know, how do you help somebody?
Right.
So that's basically how the two motivations from where the book came out of.
Okay, well, that's cool. So, I mean, there's a lot of, there's amazing amounts of, like, there's very little, like, usually most of these self-help books, the first quarter of the book is your random regurgitated fluff about, you know, these are why problems happen, and this book will show you this and this. This book doesn't do any of that. It's like, hey, okay, here's 5 pages. Don't fuck around. If you can't avoid, stay on the street, do that. And then after that, it's all, like, real-world knowledge on how to stay alive. How did you get all this shit? Did you, like, interview people, or was it books, or where'd you get this?
I did interview a lot of kids in San Francisco, some from New York and Connecticut also. And there's a lot more kids doing this than you would expect. It's not as hard to run into somebody who's, say, like, you know, 15 or 16 and on their own. Like I say, crossed paths with a lot of them. And so the main body of the book was from that 14-year-old friend who I mentioned earlier.
Okay, so, and I guess a lot of people don't realize how many kids, like 14, 15-year-olds and stuff like that, are actually, like, prey in the predator-prey situation. Because, I mean, there's a lot of people who just feed on those people, right, for sexual deviance and all sorts of shit like that. Is that correct?
It can happen, yes. You were pretty accurate with the dead in the dumpster.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had some experience with street myself, so that's probably why. But
we've caught some flack for trying to help people out in the past, like Rant Radio and Sean's organization, The Cult. And people always try and put a spin on anything good that you do. Have you ever caught any flack from your book? People saying, oh, you're encouraging street kids to go on the street. You're giving them a guide on how to get them out of their house. And you're making it glamorous.
People have brought that concern up to me, yes. But, I mean, if you look through that book, I mean, you'll notice I spend a certain amount of... I mean, I spend 3 pages persuading you not to do it before I go anywhere else.
Oh, I know that. It's people that look at the title and go, oh, this is bad, and not even actually read the book.
Yes, and, yeah, that is something that, you know, yeah, you do tend to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, and that's really the problem, isn't it? Because people, you know, they just go with this media programming that's given to them, right? I mean, if you were on Oprah and this book was there, you'd be a millionaire now, right? You know what I mean? Just because people go, oh, Oprah liked it, and they'd all go fucking buy it.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it would be like somebody else who tried to interview me who, you know, who would say, oh, well, you should persuade these kids to go to Orlando and be in a Backstreet Boy video, which is an interview I had about a week ago.
What? Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
He said, well, actually his question was, you should let these, you know, do people like, are there a lot of kids heading to Orlando to try and be in Backstreet Boys or Britney Spears videos?
It's like, holy fuck, people not connected to reality, eh? It's like, you are so far removed from the street, like, you don't even walk on the street, you float from your doorway to your car. Like, these guys, like, holy fuck, how do you even live? You know, they're just so far removed, and that's typical. So, how long did it take you to write this fucking thing?
It's a lot of information, like, it's super cool the way it's laid
out.
Yeah, it's
the format's wicked.
Tons of points that you would, like, they're all common sense, but
you bet.
Wouldn't think of them all. There's so many.
I call this thing, like I've mentioned before, I've said that this would pretty much be required reading, that anybody should have this in their AWOL bag if they're under the age of 19. Like, absolutely. It's an amazing fucking book. It's so good. And with the whole knowledge is power equation, man, like, this thing is a very powerful tool. Like, how long did it take you to put this thing together?
Been on and off since 93. Published, got it actually printed in July of 2000. So 7 years.
Wow.
So, it was nice to get it out.
No shit. You made any money on this or what?
Because we know you're in it for the money, right?
We know you're in it for the... Everybody knows that writers make big bucks.
I personally think the coolest thing is the barcode. I'd like to have something printed with the barcode.
Brought to you by Citibank. Brought to you by Citibank?
By Citibank, yeah.
So, like, have you made any good bread on this or what?
Not yet.
Not yet, eh?
But, you know, as I push out the book, I'm hoping that'll happen, because otherwise, you know, yes, I do have to pay Citibank back. So.
If he wanted to make money, he'd make a self-help book for rich people, right?
That's right, yeah.
Like, think of his target market here.
He'd write a
kids
book about
on the streets, yeah.
Fucking grooming your Pikachu at home or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, that would be a key, and a lot of people said that, yes, kids on the streets and... You know, but the key is you want to get the book before you do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
For the people who do want to get a copy of the book, I mean, this thing probably isn't at, like, fucking Chapters or Kohl's or whatever. Where do they go to get a copy of this book?
Okay. My cheesy webpage, which, as you pointed out, is over shit, but it gets the job done.
It has the info in bright...
SirThrival.com.
www.SirThrival.com. I'm going to put that in the IRC right now. There it is.
And then the other, the 800 number, which rings directly to me, 800-338-6038, and that can be used anywhere in North America, even if you're in that far corner of the Northwest Territories.
Even in Canada?
All of it.
Wow.
Wow. That's commitment. So anybody can get a hold of this thing, give it a read.
I mean, it's really good.
Yeah, this guy hasn't given us any fucking cash. I mean, he gave me my old copy of the book so I could read the fucking thing. But, I mean, it's a very, very, very good book. And it's,
even if you're not running away from home, it's really interesting to read.
Yeah, How to Live on the Street on the Wham for $1,000.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice. So, I mean, it's definitely good to go.
Even tells you how to protect your identity, too.
Oh, yeah, your identity, privacy, how to live clean, live free. Fuck, it's pretty nice.
Yes, and of course, great Christmas gift.
Got to throw that in. For the runaway teen, it's a great Christmas
gift. There you go, son, you've been such a dick this year. Here's a survival guide, because New Year's your ass is out. So that's how that shit works.
It's a small hint for teens.
You bet.
Well, I will say, as far as the parenting angle and that kind of stuff goes, I mean, there are plenty of adult children who get along fine with their parents. You know, why? Well, they don't live in the same house anymore. And there's some parents and children who are just not meant to be housemates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. After the age of 21, your parents exist to piss you off. That's their function. That's their role in life.
Get out of my house!
It's like, oh, no. And then, the genetics kick in, and they're like, get out of the fucking nest! and that's what happens. And you can't help it. So, that's awesome, man. It's really cool that they can go to your website, order it from there. They can call the 1-800-100-NUMBER, pick it up from there, which I really recommend everyone do because it really does kick ass.
Oh, there's a thing. Call a school and distribute it. Somebody suggested. I doubt a school would distribute that.
Schools. A family friend of mine is a guidance counselor, and she said she likes it very well written, but from the public school guidance counseling vantage point, she wouldn't feel comfortable using it.
I know. I can see that angle. Everyone's we really like the book. It's really helpful, but we can't put it in our schools because it'll encourage kids.
It admits to a problem. You know, we don't have homeless. We got displaced people. Fuck off.
Don't put condoms in school. Oh, no, Nobody has sex.
And then they have encouraged them to have sex. You know, like, all the kids, don't educate them on anal sex. You know, like, holy cow. Like, this is just brutal. You know, I don't understand what the fucking deal is with all that crap. They just go and they do that, and it's just crap. It's crap, man. But you know what? You've done a real service by writing that book, by getting that out there, because I haven't seen anything else like that.
There is one other book. I guess you could call it from a competitor, but I don't mind plugging it on the air. His name is Evan Cutler. He wrote about his own real-life experiences, Runaway Me.
Yeah. I know that. I know that book.
Yeah, and he really did that.
Okay, well, that's cool and all, but I'm sorry. I don't want to read somebody's biography. I want to read a textbook on how the fuck to stay alive. That's how that shit works, which is what you wrote. We're gonna pretty much end this interview here, buddy, because you got to get back to work and we got a show to do. But you know what? It's very, very cool that you did this, and I respect you immensely for giving this to people. I mean, even if you don't make a buck on it, I mean, you may save some lives, quite literally. So that's very, very cool.
Thanks, and you do the same with the cult too. So whatever the thing is that you find your heart to be at, it's important to do it because, you ended up with Cult, and you help people with that, too.
That's right. He's not making any money on Cult. I'm not making any money on Rant Radio, but our hearts are in it.
Yeah, we're going to be the skinniest, big-hearted people in the world. Okay. All right, buddy. So say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right. That was Mark Fest.
Very cool guy.
Sir Thrival.
Now that we're on the air and we know what's going on, let's let's go around the room.
Shall we?
Let's go around the room and talk about who's all here tonight.
I love my headphones. They're amazing. Brought to you by Drexel.
Brought to you by Drexel.
I can move.
It melts in your mouth, but not in your hand.
That many fewer cords.
And eventually, maybe when we get a budget, everyone will have cordless mics. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't that be a budget?
That implies money.
When I get a budgie?
That implies
that
a lot of
don't have to be in the studio anymore?
Yeah, you can go be at home.
We'll do it remotely. We'll be uber lazy. We'll have
My mic really isn't loud enough.
It is.
It isn't.
You're plenty loud enough.
Me trying to interact with the show on my crappy little 28.8 modem.
Oh, yeah,
that would work.
Oh, that would hurt.
That would hurt a lot.
Okay, so first we have the ever-popular girl on the far left.
Back from anime hell.
The only estrogen representative in the room tonight.
That's okay, though. Got to be some. Different glasses. Let's hear it for estrogen.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so then we got...
There's a face I bet you didn't expect to see so soon.
I guess Sean K has forgiven Ronan Sariat.
No, I had to put him through the MK Ultra machine.
Oh, he's reformed then.
Yes, he's reformed. He's been politically re-educated.
I've been corrected. I've seen the error of my ways.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing what you can do with the interrogator.
Lots of sense depth. Lots of drugs. He's back.
It's mostly interrogator drug.
Oh, okay.
Interrogator, it works well. Antidote. That's very good. Okay, then we have Private Drexel, a.k.a. Gordon Freeman.
With spiffy new headphones.
With spiffy headphones.
What's up, Anine?
What's up, Anine? As Gordon Freeman would say.
Broadcasting in stereo on FM.
Stereo, FM.
That's right.
Stereo.
I'm one of Rant Radio's first FM listeners.
Me too.
You are, in fact. And then we have the Bandwidth Pimp.
Pimpin'
Red 5.
Mac Daddy, Red 5. And then we have over 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Sexy.
Looking very much like a political pundit right about now. He's looking like the full-on political reporter. Looking hard, looking Hunter S. Thompson.
Full
very
activist.
Cool.
Once again, reaffirming my allegiance to whichever faction of Rant Radio is currently in the ascendant.
You bet.
You bet.
Got to keep on top of that.
The survival continues. And then we have, leaning way back, we have a Ronin Medic.
How do you, everyone?
And starting off, we have one of the guys from the band Erase, who are going to be playing some of their stuff tonight. You will recognize some of their music.
It's not Erasure. Erase.
Erase. Not Erasure. Not Erasure.
Really?
However, I'm trying to encourage them to do cover songs of Erasure.
Wouldn't that work out well?
It would.
They could cross out letters?
They could. See? Erase, Erasure. I think they should open for Erasure and then beat the shit out of Erasure as performance.
Just get
starts.
Someone to squeeze just your balls like, really hard. You'll reach that.
Smack! Oh, fuck it. Like the Gene Simmons kiss bass axe and fucking kill him. Anyway, sorry, I'm on a tangent. This is Jason, I think?
Lyle.
That's
Lyle.
Fuck!
Lyle, uh-oh.
God
you
damn it.
Fucked up
now we're fucked
I
up. Oh,
minus 100 this points. Is Lyle. Lyle,
Lyle
from Erase. And then we have my head and Lyle.
Jason.
I'm Bart Simpson.
And, of course, me, who is, you know, looking all fucking boy toyish today with my Jerry Curl hair going on. So, yeah.
Frosty.
I'm all
Frosty.
Please contribute to the Sean haircut photo.
Please.
Everyone,
make your Christmas donation now.
Everyone render pictures of me and change my haircut, and I'll choose the one I like and get it. Okay, anyway.
Talk to APOC. He has
That's what I'm doing. I'm pushing everything on cult. Tell me what you want to wear tomorrow, and I'll wear it. I lose no more decisions. I'm reverse world's first communal consciousness right here. So,
and Sumerian.
Sumerians.
It's too dark.
It is. It's always dark.
It's always dark.
There's no light on back there.
Make that cool DJ fucking neck thing happen. You know, that
neck thing?
You know, when make your bob their head around like
make your nostrils flare in anger.
Little bird.
No, it's too late. For that next bird. Show, I'll do the nostrils flare in anger.
Make the flaring nostril shot.
No. Okay,
I can't flare my nostrils because I got punched in the face too much when I was growing up.
Wow, really?
That's pretty good nostril flareage.
You got some nostril flareage going
on
there.
You do. You got some good nostril. My wife can like shatter an elevator door with her nostrils. She's got the strongest nostrils in the world. Like I plug her nose and you can feel break. You know, my hand all shatters.
My
and shit.
Finger.
I do the big T1000 from like the wrist down. That's fucking.
She has the amazing brow beating skill.
Yeah,
as well.
She's also got because like Dark One has because she never ever swears. She never ever gets angry and she's like just kind of noble. So if she looks at you with that mom look, you know that you're in shit. You've done a really bad thing.
I've been on the receiving end. It's painful.
It is. It's like your own conscience. Like she knows everybody's conscience on the first hand.
Brow comes down.
Whack! It's like smack up. Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck. You know, and it's like four cops, Rodney King, browbeating. Go on.
I actually don't care when you know bad. What other people think. I don't feel all that bad. But
if somebody likes the dark one,
she makes me feel bad.
Yes.
Okay,
what
so
have you done?
I'm sure everybody's going right now. They're like,
Say our name.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Alrighty. You want me to say your name?
Say my name, bitch.
I told you to automate this process.
Yeah, well, that's real personal.
Mr. Echo, Emilio, Shuffle, Battle, Wax,
and then we have FC Hawkins reading off the fucking, okay.
And every time it changes in the IRC, we can have it automatically, he's just in the background.
Then they leave and join, leave and join.
The show, it'll be this chant in the back.
Subliminal.
Subliminal.
Alrighty, fuck off, don't call. Okay, Sumerian, Mr. Echo, Emilio, Shovel, Battle Wax Away, Beaver, Cinemate Storgasm, Crazy Knight, Soul Reaper, Pseudo, Format, Joe Death Moore, Paleo, Test Retro, Erase Space Guy.
The erased space guy.
The bassist, the fired erased space guy. Evil James, FT Linux, Paradox, Josh K, Gargoyle Noisemaker, Zebulon, Guardian C Babs, Guardian Dell, oh, Decker, whatever. Integrity, Kodiak, Rooster, Holy Deal, No Deal, Nixter, Kepler Knight, Cyber Samurai, Scarecrow, Kurt Burke, Moldy Joe, anyway, Buck X, Farble, Half Elf, Imploop, Kexler, FK, Plastic, Terrell, Yggdrasil, and in this corner we have Orphan, Artemis, Crazy Fox, Music God, One, Plutonium, Rancid Girl, Spidey, White Juke, Karma, Zerstor, Quoth, Rabid Wombat, Rant, Enki, RJR Away, Ronan Burns, Soylent Zero, Vampire Malkev, Test Subject, and his cat Blackjack, Zakab, Zandad, Soul Trance, and Low.
Is that Artemis Animus?
Artemis Animus? Is that Prophet Artemis Animus?
Prophet Artemis Animus?
What?
I don't think so. Did he join my cult?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No, he didn't.
I like
so there's somebody
the
called Artemis.
That Brent, our bass player, is not fired. He's the only man I know that can break on a bass, six-string bass, break the lowest string on
Whoa.
A bass, a low A string.
Twice.
Boom. Twice.
Holy cow. Those just don't die.
No, they're not.
They just get so
to.
Filled with
they're
skin,
they're
you
they're
throw
like,
them
like,
away.
Like a,
they use those
in
the Alex
cable.
Fraser bridge.
it's like the bridge cables that you got on the Alex Fraser.
That's right. They just don't break.
No, they're not supposed to, but he can do it.
The low A, like with his teeth? Or
no, he plays with his anus, actually.
Yeah.
He breaks it with his nostrils.
Power.
Yeah, he's got a... fierce anal clenching power. Why I know that, I don't know.
That's
it's
cool.
It's in his bio, right?
Yeah.
This guy must be a total badass. I mean, if he can break the low A string, I imagine he's just like...
No, he's a little guy. He's like 5'8". He's tiny. Yeah. Chuck Argus.
The toughest guys I've ever met have always been like tiny
small, little
fuckers. Because
so they've been beaten down
oh,
all their
bet.
Life,
he
right?
He grabs hold of his bass and he like grabs it by the neck and he like chokes the bass. The bass dies. And he like just rapes it, you know, and busts the strings and shit. Okay, let's quit... fucking being fluffy and just play one of their songs. So they do that. Like, oh, they're good guys. You know.
Well, you
want
to do that right now?
Yeah,
I want to go through the news. I want to go through the news first.
Fuck this news. Play this
okay,
song.
Okay, we'll play so a song and then go to the news.
Because they're all like, we're all talking about it, so fucking play their song.
Oh, we're going to tease them.
No, we're not going to tease them. What are we teasing? They're fucking tease their
you,
whole lives.
You puppy. You, all
look
you do
them,
is tease
Sunday
people.
Nights are listening to us. The last thing they need is to be fucking teased.
Okay, we got... oh, I didn't.
You don't have it there.
We're going to play Generation Digital.
Which we haven't listened to yet.
Do a setup for this song, if you like, while I find it.
What was your motivation for this song?
It's like digital.
It's like really
it's
cool.
Pretty cool. it's just basically just a song about sort of digital environment computers as we so do know them as we are sitting in a fucking .com.
How about I play
chat.
It? How about I play it?
How about you fucking play it?
How do we save the
It's
right
Generation off. Digital on Rant Radio from the band Erase in the studio.
Cool.
Okay. They are merciless in the air. Always
up with that?
What is going on here, Sam?
Well, we got some really good controversial news stories this week. Florida skinhead gets life for hate crime murder. Teenage white supremacist who killed a six-year-old black girl when he opened fire with an assault rifle on the home of a biracial family.
Oh, that's good. He's a manly guy.
Was sentenced to life in prison on Thursday.
Oh, really?
The greatest... at the end... It says, Rotten's attorney said Rotten fired the shot because he was upset after an argument with his girlfriend and had been drinking.
So he'd been drinking, let's go out, find some fucking biracial family.
Gets better. At the sentence hearing, Rotten told Ashley's family that he was sorry and he had not intended to hurt anyone.
I'm going to spray your house with AK-47 fire, but I watch too much A-Team.
Wait a minute.
So hang on.
I know when I load up the double stack 30-round magazines, gun tape together, and I spray and pray from the hip in a manly testosterone-filled fashion, I don't actually really mean to hurt anybody. I just want to scare them.
It's fun. It's all in good fun.
Absolutely. Can't you people take a fucking joke?
I was just firing it. That's all, making some noise.
Well, I don't mean to hurt anybody either, but why don't they just give his name and address and give him a walkout from the gate? We'll see if we get some Ronin down there. We don't mean to hurt anybody either.
But he won't
feel a fucking thing.
The thing is, it's termed as a hate crime.
Oh, yeah, three knocks later, he's talking
to God. I don't know about these hate crime things.
Do you
agree with the harsher sentencing for hate crimes? There are hate crimes because he's a different color.
Well, it doesn't...
Isn't all crimes hate crimes?
Well, he's a skinhead... He's a Nazi skinhead, and
yes.
He killed a black person. The fact it's a hate crime, that's the type of crime it is. And it's still a murder, but it's a classification of a murder.
If a white person kills a white person, it's not a hate crime. If a white person kills a black person, it automatically...
That's
not true.
If it was motivated because of religion or something like that, then it would be a hate crime.
Because
like you because you're blonde, that's a hate thing, right?
But what is the difference? You killed someone. Why should there be harsher sentencings?
For what? For what? For a harsher sentencing if it's a hate crime?
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a harsher sentence.
I but do. It is right now.
I do.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Why? Too late. No, why do you think it should be a harsher sentence?
Because,
isn't that...
No.
It's
motive,
premeditated
motive
and
matters.
It also goes deeper into the psyche of that person and that individual. So therefore, that person, if they're willing to react based on somebody's color or religion or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's motivated by hate, then that person has something deeply entrenched within their head.
Yeah. I think anybody killing anyone is hate.
Well, what
you're
what
right.
About, what about the guy that kills his family that's the same color as he is, and for no apparent reason other than he's fucked up in the head? Should he get more or less of a sentence then?
He gets less of a sentence because it's not hate.
Because he's just fucked up in the head, so we should just kill him.
No, you're assuming
out
that
of
he's
mercy.
Fucked up. That he's killing his family, but like why?
But that,
why
it may not have
like
been premeditated.
More or less
it may
of a
been
sentence
a snap.
Because his family, no. then, or more or less of a sentence.
That's
because it's a hate crime because somebody's color.
But there's more to it.
The premeditated is first and third degree. Those
first,
are
yeah.
like those are. That's already there. I agree with that.
You have to establish whether it. You have to establish whether it's.
That mic's not on.
I'll turn it on.
Sorry? You have to establish whether it's first, second, or third degree murder.
That's fine.
And
that makes sense.
What if it wasn't planned as a hate crime?
What if it's not planned as a hate crime? What if this guy pisses you off and he just happens to be black?
I don't think that would be.
Okay,
but why
here's another thing. Because if I kill someone,
like if I fucking hate Drex,
that's great. Just listen. Here's the question. You're not just harming the person that you're shooting in the head. You're harming everybody of that race, and you're also harming everybody of your ilk.
Okay, Oprah.
No, you are.
No,
shut up. Just listen to the rest
bullshit.
Listen to the rest of my fucking argument.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay? No, really. Because now, say you try and kill someone. This person's going to be more fucked up by someone who is killing them. It's colder. You're killing them because... You don't even necessarily know who this person is. You're going out to kill someone indiscriminately... of that race, like, that's wrong. That's worse than killing someone because you're pissed off at them specifically. Now, sure, killing people's wrong, but say you fucking spit in my face and I shoot you. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm killing you because you pissed me off. But if I don't even know who you are, I'm just angry and I fucking hate white people, so I shoot you in the face. That's worse.
That's worse than...
Okay, hang on, Sarah.
If I may offer, I think these laws are... These laws for hate crimes are put in place to protect the illusion that everybody in America is equal.
That's what I believe, yeah.
Because if these people weren't prosecuted harsher, then the notion of everybody being equal, you know, everybody being protected, right? I mean, there's nothing to say that, you know, everybody is equal. There's nothing protecting that.
We've got to protect Canadian music, too.
Okay,
I think there are far more important things than worrying about punishing people more for hate crimes.
That's a bad argument.
That's not a bad argument at all. We have to prioritize what we're going to bitch about and whatever, right?
You do,
I think
yeah.
that's pretty low on the priority list.
I think
it's worse.
My take on this whole situation is as follows. You kill someone, they're dead. This is the punishment. I don't give a fuck if you did it because you're crazy, retarded, fucking...
That's
I don't
right.
care.
I disagree.
You kill them and they're dead.
Yeah,
that's
right. So you accidentally run someone over on the street, they're dead. You, by your definition, you just threw it
no,
in
no,
their
no,
face.
No, 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 no,
they're
no,
dead. Now
no,
you'll
no,
be
no,
punished.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no, no.
Well, you weren't
did
supposed
you mean
to
no,
do
hello,
that.
Hello, hello, wait. We're talking about the murder versus manslaughter type
yeah,
thing.
That's...
It's an accidental death. Versus a real death.
No.
And that's what the court system is for.
You meant to kill this person. You went out and killed this person. Who cares what they look like? What religion they practice?
You stab a guy 75 fucking times and he dies.
Why should that have any play into it?
I thought he had a parasite in him and it was trying to kill me. Okay, you're a whack job. He's black and I'm white and I hate black people. You're still a whack job.
Yeah. You still killed him? You're still dangerous to society.
It was a crime of passion. Yeah, I'm still seeing whack job here. Huge whack job labels. No, fuck you. It's all the same punishment.
Your
reasoning doesn't mean shit to me, and results always.
If there's no capital punishment, I think that there should be higher, more punishment for a crime instigated by hate or
This
ties into the next story. Check out this story. This is
U.S. Supreme
great.
Court agrees to hear appeal of mentally retarded death row inmate, Texas death row inmate.
He won't.
U.S. Supreme Court agreed Monday to hear an appeal by a condemned killer from Texas whose lawyer said he's mentally retarded... I'm going to turn that off. And has the reasoning capacity of a 7-year-old. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's based.
Bottom line,
he's retarded, right?
And they're giving him
special sanctions because he's retarded.
Fuck that! You're an electric bleacher.
He has a capacity and will to kill somebody.
I don't give
Who
a fuck.
Cares if he's insane? He's still liable to kill
absolutely,
somebody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, I was crazy. I was retarded. You killed someone. I don't fucking care. That's I was possessed by Satan.
And
hey, let me go get my mining pick. Okay, stay right there.
And you could be possessed by Satan again too. So stay in jail.
In general, I agree. I agree that see this whole hate crimes thing. When it comes to murder, I agree with you. I think I personally believe in the death penalty. If you can prove someone did it. You know, with what
I
if you can prove
with
it.
Intent.
What's that?
With intent.
Intent, yeah, that's right. If you can
know,
prove
I'm
that they did it with intent, I think they
that,
should be killed.
Okay?
So that solves the whole whether it was a hate crime or whatever. But like Red 5 just said, if there's not, if you're going to have less than death penalty punishment, then it's worse. But in terms of this, okay. Yeah, I think he should be killed but for whatever.
He's in Texas.
I don't believe
it. But okay, let's put it this way.
He looks like Bono from U2. I think we should kill Bono from U2 as well.
He looks like he's killed. Yeah.
That's right.
Take a normal person, right? Put them on acid and put them in the right situation. Any normal person in this room could end up killing someone.
No intent there, though.
Well,
that's
whether they, no, they intend to. They're fucking freaking
drunk.
Out because they're having some acid trip and they think this fucking guy is an alien from Mars and he's got a gun and he's going to shoot him in the face so he kills him. Whatever, I don't know.
If it was forced upon you, then it's not your fault.
How can you prove that?
Well, that's up to the courts, right?
Yeah, but you know what?
That's something different.
I throw that into gray.
How does drug excuse somebody?
No. Drugs don't excuse. If you took the alcohol yourself, you took the acid yourself,
you know
and you killed someone, you're susceptible to killing somebody when you take acid or alcohol.
I say that's all great. I say this mic sucks.
What?
Is this better? Oh, man.
Acid makes people kill other people. It's you would probably have a better chance at actually going through with something if you were drunk or fucked up.
Very true.
See,
and you're the type of person who would go get drunk. Then it doesn't matter how you killed this person.
Hey, that's right. I'm a drunk. I'm not an alcoholic.
Hey,
alcoholics,
you know what?
Go to
I enjoy my alcohol.
This whole being affected by drugs and alcohol, this is all gray. You can't say that. Oh well, you went and got drunk and this happened. Blah, 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 so it's your fault. That's not true. Most people drink.
Yes.
Okay? Lots of people do drugs.
Tons.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think doing drugs is stupid. I think getting high on acid is
There's
stupid.
There's a place for it.
No. Okay. But
doesn't matter, right?
But you don't know. People don't really believe that they're going to go crazy and kill someone when they get on acid.
That's why you never do drugs by yourself.
I think it's wrong.
That's right.
You always have one friend with a 2x4.
Okay? I'm a drug buddy.
If I had to go and go drop acid with Ronan Sarah, I'd be like, you know, I'm going to go kill my wife. Ronan Sarah's going to go stay right there.
I had a girlfriend.
Knock him out.
I had a girlfriend who, her dad, like years before we started going out, he's a total alcoholic. And when he got drunk, he beat the shit out of his family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
No. Okay. You know
Roll
what?
Up tarpaulin for you.
No, just a sec. Okay. This guy was a fucking cool guy. When he wasn't drinking, he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's an
awesome
guy. He was all right, but he was a great guy. And when he drinks, he gets all fucked up. I mean, he has some, like, allergic reaction or something. It makes him mean.
Right.
You can have allergic reaction.
Some mean drugs, yeah.
You know what? You can't say that this guy is a bad guy.
Yes, you can.
You can. But no,
because
alcohol does not. No, but
he
you know
knows
what? Have you ever been an alcoholic? Do you know what it's like to resist drinking alcohol?
Have you?
He is a bad.
No.
He's not
bad
a bad
argument.
Guy, but he can be.
No, it's not a bad
so
argument because there are things that I have a really, really, really tough time resisting to do, and being an alcoholic is much harder than that.
He puts himself in a situation where he can hurt people.
Exactly.
And
he knows that, too. Really, what if smoking put you in the same situation as drinking?
I shouldn't smoke.
Oh, that's great. Have you ever been addicted to tobacco?
Well, he needs
Have you
help.
Ever had... What's that?
He needs help, then.
That's right.
Yes.
He does need help, and he's trying to get help, but whatever.
Yes.
Okay, that's another angle. Yeah, sure, he does need help. But
going with this?
No.
I don't know.
It
doesn't have to go anywhere.
What I'm saying is it's not cut and dry. Because there are certain people, when they get drunk, whatever, they're not the same person at all. They're completely fucking different. And they shouldn't drink.
The party when we go out drinking.
Right.
I'm the fucking... If I'm not drunk, then it's like... Drop down about 2 notches. Seriously, it's
no.
I've got pictures to prove it.
What do you drink?
What don't I drink?
No, like your preferred drink.
The Fireball to start, usually.
For me, it's vodka and ginger ale. Nothing but vodka and ginger ale.
Vodka's good. You get your Caesars on. You know, that's good. Caesars, Caesar's actually a good hangover drink. You crack one of those things first thing in the morning. So
get your vitamins.
Listen up if you have a hangover. I'm not condoning underage drinking or anything here, but have yourself a Caesar. And you people in the States, that would be vodka and tomato juice. Us people in Canada, vodka and clamato juice.
They call it Bloody Mary in the States.
Oh, yeah, Bloody Mary. That's, yeah. Thank you.
Well, we got to give a get-well card to Gargoyle Snake. He got pneumonia.
And is in the fucking hospital.
He went to the hospital. He's out now, but he's still sick at home, so everyone's
safe. Gargoyle Snake has done a series of posts on the page. Really loyal guy.
Oh, yeah. He's all over the place. So.
Yeah, he's everywhere. So big hey there, hi there, ho there. What else we got in the news here? Incidentally, another good hangover cure is a vegetarian sub from Subway and Blue Powerade.
No, it isn't. I have seen the results.
I have put four guys back together with fucking Blue Powerade and a veggie sub.
Ronan Medic will back me up when we were down in New Westminster and Calvin. Around, and you were fucked.
Yeah,
and
the reason why, though, is because I made the mistake of going to McDonald's and having an Egg McMuffin in the morning with their orange juice.
See,
Egg
the problem there...
Plus fucking alcohol is insta-puke.
It's all personal, okay? Because I go to McDonald's to save my soul after having a hangover.
Hash browns,
fries, and even hamburgers and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you have to make it there after 11 o'clock on the weekend so you
McDonald's
can get some grease
in your body. McDonald's, the savior of drunks everywhere.
The thing is, can you actually get up before 11 o'clock?
That's what I'm saying.
You got to go after 11. What's the next story here?
Yeah.
Studios in talks.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to go after 11 because of that big, giant chunk of egg that came out of my nose when I was in Edmonton. Yeah, that was excellent. You know, when you're puking and a piece of egg, like the size of a large marble, comes out of your nose.
You should chew better.
I had really finished puking until the piece of egg came out of my nose, and then I had to, you know...
Is it like 20, 30 chews
per
mouthful?
I think you should chew more.
No, you should... You've seen me eat.
Me and Sam both...
One chew, swallow.
Maybe
like
two.
Barely enough solid to... from the substance you're eating in golf. Yeah. Unhinged jaw, shove in mouth.
Okay, there's something wrong with me. I'm like, when I'm talking, I'm missing part of the range of my voice.
Yes,
we're not.
Well, you're not Pavarotti, that's for sure.
Do I sound normal to you?
You sound normal.
You've never sounded normal. On or off the air, you've never sounded normal. You think that Conan was a better movie than Soldier.
Okay, anyone who doesn't is affected.
Okay,
Don't start that again.
Okay, sorry. Station in talk.
Oh, stop. Soldier.
Enough about puking.
Soldier, so I don't know.
Oh, well, then you can just say Conan.
I would say Conan.
Conan kicks ass, is it not?
Conan kicks ass. Both are good. Right, so you're not arguing.
It's not a great movie. It's an okay movie.
You're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
You're sorry.
No.
How
the fuck is Soldier? What is Soldier?
It's a Kurt Russell film.
Very cool. Very cool movie.
What's next on the news, Sim?
Oh, no. Everyone won't shut up.
Yeah. Soldier.
Anyway.
Probably
Studio
not.
Is in talks, since we're talking about movies.
Yeah,
Studio's in talks.
Good segue, Sean. You should be a real DJ.
On the web.
Studio in talks to sell movies on the web. A fear of Napster for movies rearing its head has major Hollywood studios working up plans to provide feature films via the internet, industry sources say. They're all scared in their boots now.
That will so not work. Anyway.
Movies over the web?
Oh, Napster! Does nobody know what fucking news groups are anymore, or what?
No.
News groups were around before.
And they'll be there
after. After they're gone!
Yep, get your DIVXs.
DivX much?
On the
news
group.
Holy fuck, man, and I like news groups better than Napster sometimes, because at least you get
the
full album!
The full album! And they probably post, every album.
And Napster's not the fucking end-all, be-all of...
It's kick-ass for,
swapping... You know,
no, it's really good for individual popular
Unicorn,
songs.
Unicorn, I think, is another one that's actually even better.
What is?
Unicorn, I think.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's one of the newer ones.
Everyone get Unicorn.
I don't know. Napster's great if I'm looking for a song specifically and I want to find it.
Yeah.
Great. But if I'm just looking for music, then it's, you know, you can use Napster, too, if you look on someone's hard drive, whatever. News groups are great. You just look through it, and you see shit, and you're like,
And I'm like, okay, I'd like to listen to
Goth
some ambient.
Goth Flood, right?
Like, do you ever try to remember the name of ambient bands? Forget it. It's fucking, who's saying this? Who cares? It's that one that goes, wah, wah, wah. You know that one. You know that one?
You don't care you about the names.
Oh, right.
It's got that clip in from that Lou Gehrig song, you know, and
Lou Gehrig's
disease, and Babe Ruth is in it, and it's that guy saying, long live Kennedy. Do we have that song here?
Long live Kennedy.
Or I want to be
I want to be a Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know,
we do. Play that here.
We're going to play that after the news. I think we got one more.
After the news, and then we'll play another one of my rants that has some race in the background here.
You
and
betcha.
We'll, like, shamelessly plug them and tell you to go to their shows.
This is very cool. Oops, I didn't put that last post there.
Yeah, there it is. All right, what's very cool?
This next one, looking for Madame Tetrachromat. I don't know if this was on the cult site or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is about how chicks can see more colors than guys or something.
Yeah, they see in four, I don't know, we see red, green. Red, green, blue?
It's a very specific, from what I read, it's a very specific mutation.
Which? I say we kill them, they're mutants!
It comes from families with certain, which, it comes from
Stop
families
mics.
That have a certain kind of color blindness running in the families. The men in the families tend to have, like, color blindness, but the women in the families sometimes get, like, a fourth color pigment, which runs between the red and, which basically is located between the red and the green. So basically, they can distinguish.
This is why you guys have names like taupe and fuchsia, and we're all like, no, it's purple. No,
it's
not
fucking purple.
It's not. It's not green. That's not green. Yeah, it's fucking green. It's like a lime green.
I have a really good question.
Fuchsia. That's a fuchsia shade. That's a hue. And we're all like, what the fuck? It's red. It's fucking red.
If you can see more colors, no one asked.
This is not about J. Crew style colors here. We're talking about what we're talking about.
I think you're genetically different.
No. Because this is a rare mutation.
You're from Venus. I read the book.
This is a mutation. I'm a trichromat like the
I've
rest
seen the
of
show.
Y'all.
It's pretty bad.
This is what I have trouble with. Why do they have such? I mean, if it's between the red and the green, why do they have trouble with traffic lights? It must be the yellow.
No, it's very cool. It's like the evolution.
Talkingism live here on Rant Radio.
Obviously, I have no opinion. I was just irresistible.
You red, are irresistible.
Green, no, but yellow.
The point is, like, if you look at a spectrum, like, you notice there's, like, the green.
There's four colors.
The stretch of green is really fucking big. Like, there's not, there's like little, you know.
No, it's like four colors in a row. Chunk.
But the thing is, there's a big.
Look at your palette.
There's Roy G. Biv. There's a big area between the red and the green. They have another pigment in their eyes they can detect the colors with, so they can actually distinguish between shades. Like,
very cool.
We wouldn't be able to tell, like, you know, I'm imagining
like
they'd be
between white and just
no
off,
no
right?
I know I'm imagining what it's
eggshell.
I think what it's more like is like if they have like a they can tell the difference between an orange which is just mixed from like a red and a green, or something which is like an actual orange pigment.
I think it explains all that bullshit about how, you know, you guys can see all these different fucking colors, and now I know, because you're different.
That's right. Some of them aren't admitting
it. You have no outdoor plumbing, and you can see more colors than me. I say you're a mutant. Witch! Burn them!
Why are you pointing at me? I'm a trichromat.
Oh my god! What does that mean?
That means I see the regular gamut of colors like the rest of you.
Oh, really?
Unless there's somebody
what is there, like, a
the
test?
The rest of you. She is not from here.
Okay, so what's...
I'm a light color for you.
Is there a test? Is there a trichromat color?
No, not if they don't admit it, right?
They do a test where they're able to find that people... They're able to basically get these people to distinguish between shades of these sort of greenish
colors.
What's
they guess?
And it's supposedly very simple for them. It's like, oh, yeah, they're different.
Oh, yeah, and meanwhile... The rest of us, Rich,
like, yeah, it's green.
The same color. It's the exact same color.
It's fuchsia. Yeah. I said it's fuchsia.
So, like, ads weird them out and you know badly made things. Or yeah.
Like, this
oh, my
why
God.
All those
who
kids
did this?
Oh, my God.
In, Japan.
Yeah, so the
it's probably
the
like
quad...
a guy, a person with perfect pitch ears. My bass player
That's...
has perfect pitch ears. And me and Lyle here both need tuners.
Oh, no.
And he just sits there, tune done, right?
Oh, wow.
And I just go,
it's probably akin to the comparison between audio and visual.
Well, the basic way it works is that in your eyes, like, quick science lesson, there's three pigments that pick up specific frequencies of light. You've got three of them. You've got a red one, a green one, and a blue one. And
like your TV.
These people have a fourth one, which is, I guess, an orangey,
so they need to fix TVs for Quadra.
Special tuning.
Where do I get this CMYK color gamut eyes?
Printed, like,
I think that's
color printed pages.
That's the same reason.
Yeah, true black eyes.
Why Sumerian.
True black eyes. Yeah, I want true black.
That's why Sumerian does all my rants, because I'm like, yeah, okay, it looks good. Mixed down. Yeah, I can hear me. Okay, good. It's fine. And so I was like, no, it's
music's
all
10 times as loud as you.
It's wrong. And then he fucks with it for half an hour. And I'm like, wow, that sounds absolutely no different whatsoever. And he's like, no, really.
Of course, couldn't you hear the dogs barking?
Your voice is 2 dB higher than it was before. Can
that's
you
right.
Tell?
That's right.
Whereas I can pick out things like that, like sound differences. And, I mean, I've got very good relative.
That's why some of us are musicians and some of us aren't.
If I wanted to be a Chechen Hermit, I'd want to have infrared.
Color receptors.
That's the shit I'd
want. Not really. Have you ever seen any of Simon Marsden's photographs that he took in infrared? Is it like go on the internet, look up Simon Marsden's photography. Okay, he takes photos in just infrared.
Wow.
It's not cool predator speak. It looks like, oh my god, I'm in hell. Everything's black and white, things are white and glowing, and it's like I'm in infrared.
Everything you looked at from the time you were born looked like that. It wouldn't look fucked up and weird to you.
No, you'd
look like hell unless you felt you were in hell.
We would be able to see Sean's bad aura. Sean's bad aura.
The Jordy Brett would be cool. Yeah. Speaking of Jordy Brett, what's the next story?
Next story is...
He's got a clip on his face. What's wrong with him?
Just bully over them. What's the next story?
We're going to play a song? I Want to Be a Kennedy.
I Want to Be a Kennedy.
By U96. Doesn't everybody want to be a Kennedy?
There's a little history to that, though, isn't there?
What is history?
Well, it's an older song.
It's old
school techno from Germany.
It's still very cool, though.
It's all samples and things like this.
And Red 5 found it or pointed it out.
And of course, there's a lyric in it, or a lyric of fucking...
I want to be a Kennedy!
I want to be a Kennedy! So, I think it says...
It's in reference to Sean. It was made...
I think it's like... It sounds like he's saying, long live Kennedy. You type in the IRC what you think he's saying...
I love Kennedy. I want to be a Kennedy.
I don't think it's I want to be a Kennedy. I want to hear what these people think.
You know, people do sample stuff and then change it after they sample it. Oh, yeah, it sounds like this.
Yeah, and it's totally not. So that's what I think anyway. So you type in the IRC what you think it means.
I want to be a Kennedy!
To Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Sean K here, time to talk about a little bit of moral responsibility as a geek. Now, if you have some skill set that involves, you know, designing web pages or helping people or doing consultant work or whatever the fuck it is, okay, you can't go and gouge the living shit out of people who are trying to get you to help them, okay? It's okay to make a profit. That's fine. You can make a profit. That's okay. Everything's cool. But you're not charging, like, sick amounts of money. For example, I know these good people. They got a website. They deal with, you know, sawmill shit. And they have these guys. They went to design their website, and they were going to charge them $150,000 for an option in the website. They were going to charge them $3,000, U.S. now, all U.S. money, okay, $3,000 just to have a rotating banner on the site. What is that, like 12 lines of code? Give me a fucking break, okay? You have got to maintain a sense of moral responsibility if you're going to be charging people in the computer consulting field. If you don't, you make all computer consultants look like shit, okay? Give me a fucking break. And for that matter, don't cover for some other asshole. If somebody comes to you and says, yeah, this guy said he'd do it for $3,000, you go, oh, well, I can do that for $2,500. Yeah, that way I'm not as bad as there, but I'm still ripping you off. Fuck that, man. That's bullshit. It makes everybody in the whole industry look like shit. They're pinheads. You're victimizing people. No more victims, man. No, none of it. I don't give a fuck. Just because they don't know, that's not their fault. They got their own little business world. They can fucking have it. We have a responsibility to people to at least be decent with them. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
That's not an old rant. What the hell are you talking about?
It's not that old.
Like 3 weeks old. It's only because Sean hasn't done any. That's why it's old. Sean, what the hell have you been doing for the past month?
You want a new rant? Go download Brainwashing 14.
There's a rant.
There you go.
A big, fat...
Have 50 minutes of fucking me screaming at you. There you go.
They need the screaming. They need the reinforcement.
Okay. Wait till next Saturday. I'm really pissed off now. So if they like 15, you just wait. If they like 14, wait till 15.
Why? What happened?
What's that?
What happened?
Well, one of the people we were backing wound up being a pedophile. Other than that, no.
What?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all.
So that was No Gouge by Sean Kennedy with Erase in the background.
Yes.
Hey, we have them in the studio. What a coincidence.
Oh, wow.
Isn't
that amazing?
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Actually, maybe you can say your names.
Can one of you guys sacrifice your mic so that they can both have mics because we're interviewing them now?
Really?
So, that's all cool. Okay, so identify yourselves. Identify yourself.
I'm Bart Simpson.
I'm Lyle.
And what do you both do?
I sing and play guitar. I write all the music, produce, basically do everything.
Yeah.
He's just my lackey.
Yeah. I just play guitar, that's it.
Only guitar.
That's all you do. And you got a bass player who busts strings.
Yeah, he breaks lots of
strings. And he knows how to use the IRC.
Yeah, and I don't see him on there right now.
I notice you don't have your drummer in the IRC.
See, what a drummer is a drummer is the guy that hangs out with musicians.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And he's pretty computer illiterate, so I know he's not going to be hearing this.
I'll give you a thumbnail.
So you can slag him all night, huh?
I'll give you a thumbnail description of drummers. They have a good sense of rhythm, and they know how to hit things with sticks.
Yeah, that's because Lars Ulrich much?
How do you know when there's a drummer at your door?
Pretty much.
That's an old one.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see. So you guys do, I guess, what would you classify your music as?
Kind of like metalcore. Kind of like
metalcore.
New school metal, sort of like with hard, like metal with hardcore elements. Like take some of the old school stuff, like DRI, and
mix it with Deftones and stuff.
Yeah.
Mix it with Deftones, some cardigans in there.
Some cardigans. Actually, my favorite band is The Police, but. If you listen really closely there, you might hear a little of that.
Really?
Is that a knife to the heart there?
It hurts, doesn't it?
That's really scary. He's bleeding from the mouth.
Okay.
I had him in the MK Ultra machine, and I had him force-fed with police, so that's why.
Nice.
People were asking if you're going to come down to California, because we broadcast all over the world.
Yeah,
so
you got a tour coming up. So.
We have a potential tour coming up. It's speaking on the... On
don't
the,
do this.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
The you're a vocalist, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, as I sing and play guitar, so I'm always sort of...
Oh, okay.
We might potentially have a cross-Canada tour sponsored by a fairly large organization. I can't exactly mention the organization right now due to just we don't have the everything nailed down, but it's going to be sort of actually tied in with the topic we were talking about earlier with the homelessness.
Displaced people.
Displaced people.
Yeah. Outdoor concerts.
Nature. What's all up? But it's potentially going to happen in like March, April, May-ish.
Free admission for people who smell.
Good, that works.
Don't
quote me on that.
Don't bathe. Go see a show.
Yeah.
Then get you're homeless. Go
and go to a mosh pit.
Bathe with feta juice.
Ooh.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're going to smell like feet, son.
This old routine in a restaurant we used to work at, whenever somebody left, they got bathed in feta juice.
Ooh. That would do it.
Things.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's really bad.
So how long you been around doing this stuff? In this band and in general?
In this band, I've been housing this band for about the last...
Been carrying this band through troubled times.
Yeah, I started this band with another friend of mine who's no longer with us. Well, no longer in the band.
Yeah.
okay, he actually lives in this building.
Really?
Yeah, probably. I think it's...
And what did he do?
He just left. He had...
did he do in the band?
He played guitar.
Okay.
So Lyle's replaced him.
Okay.
But I won't mention...
So he's fucking gone. And Lyle
he's fucking gone, man.
And
well, good for
and
Lyle, though.
Good for Lyle.
And Lyle's within 300 feet. He could be listening to
he
the
could
show.
Be listening.
He is within 300 feet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, it's like, Jason here looks like he's, you're... Thrash metal-ish.
Does he make his own basses?
No.
No, okay, because there's a guy in this building that makes basses, like custom bass.
Anyway, I was talking about Jason.
Were you? I didn't hear you.
Yeah,
it was
anyway,
like buzzing.
Yeah.
Because like he's got the tattoo action going on here and shit.
Yeah.
And like Lyle looks like this totally straight guy. He's like totally straight or anything. But
that topic's silly.
Super!
Thanks for asking.
Token
gay member. of an industrial thrash band.
Oh, yeah.
They can't really do that because then they kind of skip around the stage and they don't stomp.
Yeah.
That doesn't work on concert.
Yeah, we're actually pretty crazy.
Like, when you stage dive and
we jump around.
They're queer, they're swanning and shit, it doesn't work. So it's bad. You got to, like, do that Limp Bizkit stuff.
Yep.
So, what is your opinion of the current music scene? Like,
narrow that down a little? That's pretty vague.
What do you think about, do you like music?
Do you like
talk for a while until I ask another question.
Let's talk about modern radio
licks my hairy ass crack.
Because they don't play you.
Okay,
no, not even so much that. It's just that they...
That's what I found when I was in a band. I hated them because they didn't play me.
Hey, play my song, bitch! And they just...
Ignore you. Yeah.
No, I just don't really like everything is... As it's been for years, it's formatted. Songs are generally three and a half minutes long to fit into a certain format.
And they're paid to play
And they're paid
songs.
To play the songs.
It's always been that way and always will be.
And it always will be. So if... the record company decides that today Three Doors Down is going to be the
they're hot.
They're going to be the hot new band. They're going to be the hot new band.
And they will be the hot new band because
they're
playing
the hot new band.
Because it's Paola.
Yeah, it is Paola. What happens is people...
It's the Oprah book. It's the over radio.
That's right, yeah.
What they'll say, well, you're not going to get the new Metallica single if you don't play the Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
So they force them to play it.
Same company. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if they're on the same company, but that same sort of concept, right?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice gun in your mouth for music.
Yeah.
I wonder why a bunch of freaks like us get so many listeners then. I wonder why that is.
Because it's real, it's truth.
And we're giving it to you straight right here live.
So what did you think about us using your music without
your
permission?
This is the first time I've ever met these guys. Actually, I didn't even... I'd met Jason, or Lyle, pardon me. I'd met Lyle before.
Real close.
Are you drunk?
You're off by one.
Fuck you.
You tried that once, you cried.
I met Lyle once before. He's an electrician in his, like, regular life. And he, like... goes around.
No, we all do this for a living.
I'm giving away all your fucking secrets here. He's like, hey, they'll be at the next band. I'll be like, can you wire my house? Anyway, no. No, fuck you.
No.
I'll wire your head. How about that? I'll wire your fucking jaw. You know, what it is that they'll go and like, I never asked these guys if I could just use their music. I'm like, cool, there's our CD. I'm like, track 2 sucks, because track 4 sucks. We'll use 1 and 3, and that'll be thrashy.
Because normally we ask permission from KMFDM.
Oh, yeah.
And,
of course.
All those guys.
So, like,
But this time we just went out.
What do you guys like? I mean, you guys gave us a CD, and you said, hey, you guys think you might want to play this? It fits with your format, la, 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 which is better than some people who are like, hey, I made a new, you know, minimalistic German composer. Ding, 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 ding. Happy, happy, happy. No,
everybody's happy.
You know, and I will ding, 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 ding. We're playing some like Itch or some shit like that. So, what did you guys think of just us going and distributing your music and not asking you and me recording,
not paying you a dime,
me recording vocals over your music
as if it was Sean's,
as if it was mine. And then it's
you're really trying to egg me on here, aren't you?
No, I'm wondering what your views are on that.
Deep as a nail gun.
Because every show we do, we make $200,000,
right?
So, and we're not giving you a penny.
Let's just put it this way: I know where you live.
Right. No, seriously.
It doesn't concern me. For the most point, what would bother me more is you taking it and selling it and profiting off me.
Right.
That's where.
Well, yeah, that would
I
be.
I think that's where
the, no, honestly,
the line
but the
is
thing
drawn.
Is, yeah, that's what people got to realize is even on the burning of CDs like music and what have you, the profit that it's allegedly being lost is minimal. Like if you take what we were talking about, Metallica, a band that sold 14 million copies of their Black album, and they're complaining about 300,000 plus downloads.
Uh huh.
Like if you do that, like look at the percentage. Perspective there, you know, you're talking peanuts, and sure, okay, they might have made another maybe another $1 million or something, you know, but the way I would look at it is they just lost 300,000 plus fans. Bare bones minimum.
Like bare bones minimum, you know, those are the only fans who would like show up to throw broken bottles at us. Like these guys.
I bought a ticket to your concert to come to kick your ass.
They fucking overcharge you for ticket prices to go to their concerts, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I'd go to a concert. Oh, God, I'm dating myself now. It was like
$10.
$10 to go see a show. Three bands at the Coliseum.
Wow.
And, you know, like a Coliseum venue, 15,000 plus seats.
And then I pay $50 just to see Iron Maiden, Queensrÿche.
Yeah, but it's Iron Maiden.
But still, even today, $50.
Iron Maiden does deserve it. Fuck that. They've been around forever, man.
Even $50 is pretty reasonable today. Like, what was it? Limp Bizkit was like $70 or $80 when they just came through.
No way.
$79.
And they fucking canceled.
No. Okay,
I know the real story why they canceled. My engineer works with Bruce Allen.
Okay. But they've canceled
he's
the next five.
No, he
way.
Is a dick.
So, I could eat Bruce Allen's head. Anyway,
we could arrange it.
What happened was this is the story, the official story that was given that, you know, he had a sore throat. And
yeah, laryngitis because he sings.
Yeah, well, if you call that singing, he. Their road manager, if you want to qualify him as a road manager, left the immigration paperwork out on their table in their tour bus, and somehow the paperwork got burnt. It caught on fire. Somehow.
Up in smoke.
Now, wouldn't you figure this is combustion. some
some sort of very important paperwork that you would keep in your briefcase, locked up,
never,
fucking
no.
safe or something. Like, how far does this guy have his head up his ass?
Oh, Fred, I think that really important shit I put on that magic flash paper, but I think we're going to be okay here. Really, just don't rub it really quick, and it'll be okay.
So, don't smoke, fuck up, fuck,
and that's fuck. And that's the story that was given to the actual promoter.
But they canceled the next five, though. They're still
not
doing
No, they played the next show in Portland,
okay.
And then they canceled another show or two down the road in San Francisco.
Just to make it look legit.
Yeah, a friend of mine was supposed to in San Francisco was supposed to go there. Well, she's in.
But
San
they played
Jose.
Toronto, didn't they?
Yeah, but
so
Toronto
how can
was
they...
months ago. Was
oh,
like,
okay,
yeah.
So that's a re get the papers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you guys have your songs on MP3.com.
Yes, we do.
So
yeah, MP3.com.
You're not scared of people handing around and promoting your band if they like you, huh?
Not right? at all.
No, you hate that.
Power
give us money,
people, baby.
Yeah.
Actually, we get money from MP3.com.
That's
so.
Right.
Now, if you turn right. into like this overnight sensation... And
we have you to thank.
No, more than that. If you turn into overnight sensation, I'll be all cool with that. As long as you don't go turning, okay, now that we're an overlaid sensation.
I would still come here.
Those fucking Napster guys. Those fucking Napster guys. Like
taking
Lars,
money away
Lars
from us.
Ulrich, you know, like, I got something to say. I killed your baby today. This guy, he was like, you couldn't buy it. Like, his shit wasn't played on the original.
No.
On the radio.
Like, when they, first started, when they first started. When they first started, their right? first three albums were like, it was all underground.
Oh,
it was
full.
Tape trading,
oh,
which
yeah.
is the same thing as what Napster's about.
Actually, way harder. Because you have to make the tape, go to some other guy's
yeah.
house, and give
yeah.
him a fucking
tape. Yeah.
Like, versus our instant gratification of, you accidentally hit the keyboard, and you download five songs.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And
I download their whole album.
I set up an FTP, and somebody gave me music, and I don't even have time to listen to it.
Last Caress is not a Metallica. He
You're right,
sung
it's
it
not
anyway.
A fucking Metallica
he
song.
Sung
he
it
said
anyway.
He said it was on Garage Days Re-Revisited. So
yeah, anyway, yeah, it was
up.
A Garage Days song, I realized that. Yes, Last Caress is,
it's
Misfits.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, but so you think that like Lars Ulrich essentially has his head up his ass?
Yeah.
Okay. So
he's a goat.
He's a fuck. he's a fuck. And let's talk about your fans. Now you were saying that like out on you know in cult I get some weird ass emails. Okay. Most of the time I just say
hey, they spill over to me too.
Yeah. You know. And,
nice.
And they're like I want to carve cult in my body and worship us. I say welcome aboard. I'll put you in the IRC. Thank you very much.
You're a Cenobite.
Yeah,
one cult member offered to breed for cult.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. But
okay. I haven't
serious.
Got anything quite that.
Oh, we'll set you up with Gloom Bunny. Don't you worry.
Don't do it. Back away slowly.
She'll knock you
smile and nod, no sudden movement.
She'll
do
beat
not
you
look
to death
into
with
the
light.
Do not look into the light.
Step away from the mic. Anyway, so what is like? What's some fucked up shit that happens on the industrial thrash metal circuit?
I didn't know we were really industrial, but that's cool.
Well, industrial.
I don't care for labels, but we're just music.
Okay. Don't label me.
Right.
Well,
but people that listen to your music, they like labels.
They love labels.
They have to be able to say, I listen to this kind of music.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? If they had the balls enough to play it,
you're not industrial. You're not industrial. Definitely not. But I would say you're definitely metal thrash.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I come from a very heavy thrash background.
Oh, well, no
Testament,
shit.
Testament, Slayer.
Oh, yeah. You know, there you go. Cut shit into my arms.
Goat horns a wailing here.
Venom. Anyway, so what's
at war with Satan, baby.
Yeah, you know it.
I'm there.
Back in the DOA, dig a little
yeah.
motions. Oh, yeah.
Oh
it's,
yeah.
It's all good. SOD. Yeah.
Oh.
Anal injected desensitization. ITS. So
yeah.
What, did I just commit a hate crime? I think I just committed a hate crime.
Off the tail you go.
Off the show. So what about, you were saying that you get some guys at your shows who are just fucking weird.
Yeah, we got a few interesting local yokels here. They, this one guy I've known for quite a few years through another band that I was playing in years ago. I've been through a couple bands over the last like 10 years. And
what are the names of the bands? Come on.
I don't know
if you really want to say.
No, I'm not even going to say.
Really?
No, I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, that's confidential information.
I got a thing for band names, like how like fucking you know. First we were like Smelly Socks, and then
we were like
Bloody Smelly Socks, and then we were like Aborted Socks.
Then we were
Trout.
The Trout.
Anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah. So he's been sort of following me around on for the last few years, and
he tried to touch a monkey.
Stalking.
Yeah, he has stalker potential. Actually, he does have stalker potential. He actually stalked out Debbie Gibson when she was
in Vancouver.
Good on him.
And yeah, she was shooting a television thing up here, and he actually went to the set and like completely like stalked her out. It was absolutely priceless.
Oh, fucking
security!
Sweet.
Security guards like beat him down in the whole bit.
Oh, that's awesome! Well, I just want to touch her.
Debbie Gibson has
call,
security
call
guards.
From a payphone. Oh god! I know, like they were like beating me up, and what the fuck are you talking about? I had to go see Debbie Gibson. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing that in the first place? I don't know. Okay, full-on metal guy, right? Like, the guy looks like fucking Charles Manson with, like, long hair. He's got a beard. He's got a beard halfway down, like, his...
Oh, my
to
God.
His...
He's like a psychotic Wookiee.
Yeah.
Well, that rules out Ronan Manic. I have to go in there for a while, so.
Nice. Yeah. So, yeah, he's done some interesting things. He just basically calls and annoys me. I unfortunately gave
How about
him...
at the show? Do you ever get, like, the chicks who are, like, all fucking...
We're pretty scary, like just like loud and abrasive.
Mostly guys, then.
Very no, loud. There's a lot of girls, but my girlfriend's actually taller than me, and I'm pretty sure that she would like kick anybody's
She's
ass.
She's security, huh?
Yeah.
I'm noticing a trend with this band. The girlfriends are always bigger than the guys.
No, she's not bigger. She's just taller. She's like
good cover. Yeah. Wow, slick. That was fucking good.
Yeah, I think she's listening, actually.
She's all like,
yeah.
You're dead anyway, man. Just accept
yeah.
it. But no, seriously, it's like there's so much, like, because you must get, I used to go to the Ballroom Zombies show in Winnipeg, which is like this, they were kind of this quasi-pop punk kind of, you know, do covers of, like, Walk Like an Egyptian and shit with, like, more of an edge on it and stuff. And they'd have, like, these chicks sitting there all zoned out, you know, zombie fucking fully up, you know, looking up, and dancing and stuff. Do you get that kind of shit? Like, does that happen at thrash shows?
I guess. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I sing and I'm playing guitar at the same
time.
What
about the mosh pits? You ever see, like, guys lose their teeth and get fucked right up?
When we were setting up our equipment at our last show that we played a few months back, because we've been, like, recording and mixing over the last few months.
Right.
I'm going to try and be nice here. This fucking cocksucker.
Hey, you shit cock!
Yeah. they're doing their whole little, you know, circle pit thing in the front of the stage, and we got our gear set off to the side of the...
Is this elevated stage or is this...
No, it's pretty low. It's like, you know, maybe 6 inches at best, right?
Oh,
all right. So
okay.
It's just a little all-ages hall type
right,
thing,
gotcha,
right?
Gotcha.
And I think, actually, you guys were there. Some of you guys were there.
No.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah, puking guy was there. He's puking guy today.
You were at a thrash show? When the fuck was
yeah,
this?
Yeah, who's
it was
back
in the day.
Was it?
It was Kurt Hudson Stank.
Oh! There you go. Carry on.
Okay, so he was there, and this it wasn't him that did it, but this cocksmoker fucking...
Bull pirate. Bull pirate is the term.
Bull pirate.
Yeah.
This cock jaws.
Yeah, lockjaw.
Ass bandit.
Okay!
Yeah, so they're fucking, the two of them were like jostling around, and he fucking fell into my drummer's hi-hat. Uh-huh. Bent the hi-hat all the fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's still fucked up, and we're pretty pissed off about it right now. So.
And the drummer stabbed him in the eye with a stick.
No, he wasn't even there. Like,
probably a good fucking thing.
I was just about ready to kick his ass, and my buddy there was like, dude, what are you getting all mad on him? I'm like, he fucking fucked this thing up. And he's like, oh, well, he didn't mean to. I'm like, it's not the point.
It's like when people are getting drunk and they kill somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean to.
I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean to do this so you can file
a
fucking...
sorry doesn't fix it, bitch.
So rather than breaking your leg won't either, but I feel a shitload better.
And a more of a little prelude to that was the same gig the bass player broke his low A string.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. The bridge cable.
Oh, fuck.
That was a memorable gig.
It was a very memorable gig. It was a good gig.
Yeah.
It was
except for this fucking cock jaw who ran through.
Yeah. Yeah. The jaws of death.
Some scud fucker.
Yeah.
So what, all right, so what about, what's your take on this? You're like Mr. Quiet guy over there. You're like,
he's pretty quiet.
I play the guitar. Well, what's, how many bands you been with? No names.
Actually, this is my first.
This is your first band.
Yes.
And how long have you been with
the band? Virgin.
I've been with the band now for
almost
just over a year.
Yeah.
Just about a year. And do you get lots of chicks like showing them your tits and stuff?
No.
And they're all trying to like go down on the...
Do you want some?
No. We can't say on the radio. No, none of that.
We get chicks.
Married.
Oh,
radio guys get tons of chicks.
Oh,
radio
okay.
guys.
So you're wearing a wedding ring.
Lots of head games.
And you're a guitarist. That means you get all the chicks coming at you. Because you wear a wedding ring at a bar. Fuck, they're on you now. They're on you now. It's like, no string sex! And you're a guitarist.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, you wear a wedding ring at a bar?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, it's on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a challenge.
I know single guys who went and bought wedding rings. I shit you not. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's brutal. So
I don't wear it.
So they're paying for sex.
So you never
go shopping. I'll remember this.
So you never get groupies.
You don't pay for sex. You take them out to dinner. You take them out to the movies.
No, nobody just always goes to your shows.
Yeah, I've got like some people that generally just go to most of our shows and shit like that. And I actually got a friend that comes all the way up from Seattle to come see us play. Yeah, he actually did our album.
Cool.
He did our album cover artwork for our first album. He's a pretty deluxe guy.
That's all right. Yeah. That's very cool when you can do shit like that, where people just come up and they go, you know, hey, you're really cool because I respect what you do.
We don't know. We don't know anything about that.
Well, it's fucking weird.
Respect?
For me.
It is
weird.
Are you talking respect?
It's very weird.
Like Rodney Dangerfield. Like, I get no respect here.
Yeah.
And you know, you meet these guys. Like, I meet these people who are fucking so talented. Like, there's guys in cult who have more talent in their little finger than I have in my entire body.
And the only thing is, they have nowhere to do it.
And they're just like, hey, Sean, I made this flash animation that renders into 3D and can, like, run around your house and get you coke. Do you like it? Just because you're cool. And I'm like, oh, my God, I hope you would never meet me and realize how uncool I really am.
You seem like a fairly
so
cool guy
bad.
To me.
No, I mean, yeah, I am now. But
yeah. The coolest.
I'm so cool now. I'm uber cool now.
We had to take down his uncool pictures.
Yeah, you had to take down the
Yeah, I was so bad. I'm like, I was getting neurotic. I'm like, what if they discover how uncool I am? What the
Dylan was so uncool the first time I met him, I punched him in the face.
It's very true. That's actually true. He did punch me in the face the first time I met him. I was thinking Mark Schwartz, we were young, and he goes, I go, okay, now hit me. And he goes,
not that fast.
You're not very good, are you?
Not my fucking ear. Oh.
Punch me in the ear.
Somebody on here put chicks with dicks on the IRC.
Shackman. I have no idea what
I don't want to know.
All the time, just
ignore them.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of heathens in the IRC.
Actually, they're a bunch of little children who fight. Just ignore them.
Okay. why are there so many prophet slash names here?
Oh, the reason why that is because we're part of this counterculture organization called Cult.
Yeah, I've been there.
Scary.
Okay,
yeah,
inside of Cult, there are clans. And one of the clans are things like Prophet, things like this.
Designates what they're good at or what they like. Prophets are artists. So most musicians would fall into Prophets.
So I would be a Prophet.
Or Cenobites or Flesh Trippers.
Strippers?
Flesh Trippers.
Oh, I thought you said strippers.
I'm all over
strippers.
Yeah, everybody's pretty much all over strippers.
Category for everything.
Yeah, so we'll set you up with, like, Stargasm or something.
So we're going to play another song by you?
Sure.
Another.
I'm all over that, like a fat kid on a Smartie.
You betcha.
Like white on a right.
So you got,
like
four songs.
Ugly on an ape.
Four songs hidden in behind some rants, too. This is what's called
is good.
What You Need.
Yeah.
Do you want to set this up again?
The song is sort of about loosely based on protesting the WTO thing that happened in Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you guys doing anything down there for
topical.
That? Or?
No. No.
They're just inspired.
Basically
just inspired by it, and my sort of take on it is, like, why do people protest, and what is their purpose for it? And
to get beat down.
Yeah.
To file lawsuits against the city.
No, not to say that protesting is bad or I think it's stupid or anything.
Make sure you're doing it for the right
causes. Yeah, make sure.
The right way and for the right causes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Word up to that, G.
Rather than just yelling at the cops, throwing Molotov cocktails, and then getting beat down.
Like, I know...
That's not the way to do it.
I have some friends in Seattle that do a lot of protesting, like political, like hardcore political protesting, and they were...
Professional protesters?
Yeah, I'm sure they were some of the guys that were
protesters for hire.
You know, spray painting the Gap and...
breaking Starbucks windows.
Yeah, breaking Starbucks windows in McDonald's.
A year later.
Oh, boy, you got to...
I'm so sentimental.
You got to hook us up with these guys in Cult. Yeah, absolutely. That'd
yeah, they're like straight-edge vegan people and stuff like that.
Rock on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Straight-edge. No, straight-edge vegan is
straight-edge
cool.
Straight-edge vegan.
There's nothing better than straight-edge vegan. We'll just put them right in the Ronin clan. There's a subsect.
We've got repressed anger, Sean.
No, that's true. We'll put them...
Welcome aboard.
You betcha.
You know, there's different subsects inside the Ronin. You got your militant types, and you got, like, the ALF.
Yeah, a lot of those guys are like ultra militants.
The vegan faction would be the guys going through the small pipes.
Yeah.
I'm passive aggressive. I'm not eating meat to show you something.
Where's the guy hiding against the painted white wall? I can't see him. He's got no shirt on.
I've never stepped outside.
So it's all
the
cool.
Furious Legion of vegan mimes.
Say something, gosh damn it!
Which clans do strippers join again?
Cenobites.
Cenobites.
Kirsten is apparently a stripper, so she's like right in there.
Okay. Yeah. Please send, if you're interested in
photos.
Photos of your naked body to join at thecult.org.
Or you can also submit them to erase@home.com.
Isn't that required by Cenobites just to send in like either a porn video or a 3x5?
No.
Okay, I got it mixed up.
Not required, but appreciated.
Not required, but appreciated.
Yeah, no.
Females only, please.
Yeah. I'll be like, yeah. This nice big hammer.
Oh, my God, what's the perspective on this?
Why is this 3D?
Wow.
Sean, why is there a random penis flying around the house?
I don't know, it's a virus.
we're going to play What You Need, and it's going to be recorded low yet again. We're very sorry. Everyone was complaining about it, so you better look into that.
Yeah, we haven't had it mastered yet. This is just initial mixes.
So everybody turn up. There's stereo.
Sorry about that, guys.
And it's 3 minutes and 34 seconds, so turn it down after 3 minutes and 34 seconds. So we're going to do Sean's new rant. It's Sean K on child porn again.
Yeah, that's right.
You know it's good when the topic is child porn.
Yeah,
Sean likes child porn.
Brainwashing.
Likes to hate it.
In Brainwashing 15, I'm going to be discussing, well, we're going to take a few steps. So this is kind of a bit of a heads up.
Okay, here it is, Sean, on, this is What You Need by Erase, and then Sean on child porn.
I'm actually totally fucking terrible. Did you ever really care?
Yeah.
showcase today?
Yeah.
We'll have it back up.
Bad MP3. It killed me.
Sorry about that.
Okay, let's play the rant.
You betcha. I'm going to make sure everyone's still with us because it might have disconnected them.
Is there like an... Oh, okay, let's go back. Everyone's let's do that CD just for a second. I'm going to do a plug on this CD. Now, is there like a way you can request a CD by like an ISDN number or some shit or what's the deal here?
ISBN.
ISBN number? Like, what is this here? Is this like a...
This is a... It's a promotional copy you have in your hands right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's not even the actual CD.
Limited edition.
Yeah, it's like... I'm literally the only person that has this. Everybody's got copies of the actual CD.
Wow, that's fucking cool!
But the actual, like, cover and the whole bit, I just did that on my computer just for a visual.
So
I'm thinking that Erase Online is the place to go. EraseOnline.com.
Get all the previews.
To hook up and see what's going on.
It'll have the most recent news and...
when release dates, where to get, how to get, where to listen to you.
We got shit on mp3.com, Farm Club.
Farm Club.
I kind of sneaked in there because it's only supposed to be for American bands.
Oh, really? Yeah. Say, we're American. Just give them an address in the States.
We're from Vancouver.
No, that's not true.
Vancouver, Washington.
There is a Canadian band, and I did see it on Rogers or something.
Really?
They were playing at the Commodore.
Really?
You mentioned
it. Up in when they first started it, when we got on right when that whole thing got going, and it was only for... American bands when it first started.
Well, you had a song detailing the WTO. That's American content.
That's right. There
it works.
Yeah.
From a Canadian.
So when's the album coming out?
We hope to have it out sometime in January. We've got to get the mastering done for it. That's why the sound level is a little bit low right now. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And but other than that, we hope to have everything out and ready by January.
Okay.
So that if we do happen to get this tour going in March and April time, we'll have a product to flog.
Okay. Keep checking the website then for when it's coming out in January. And this is Sean on Find Child Porn.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Got a link showing up on my ICQ the other day. You know what it was? It was nothing but child porn. You go and you look right now. Chaplin and I posted a story on the page just a little while ago about people in the United States hosting sites in Russia that gave them over $1 million last year with nothing but child porn. Child porn is going absolutely mental. These people are paying good bucks to go and have child porn. You know what? You can find child porn. Child porn exists. I think it's time for us to take kind of a digital stand on child porn. Okay, it's time to sit back and go, no, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. I'm not going to stand for child porn in any form. If I find it, it comes down. Fuck you, Lolita.com. Yeah, it's art. It's art. Oh, I like little pictures of gymnasts. I just zoom in on the right parts. That's art then. Fuck you, that's art. That's not art. You're taking the letter of the law, and you're ignoring the spirit of the law, and you're a sick bastard, and I've got no fucking time for it. You think that's fucking cool? How the fuck can you get off on that? How can you get off on, like, prepubescent children? How does that work? So the time has come. The time has come right fucking now to every time we come across that, we destroy it. We rip it down. We do anything we can. We can hack the box, cut it open, ping bomb it, DOS, you name it, baby, you got it coming in. Telnet to that fucker. Format, C, F disk, I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm all for it. I'm bouncing Betty. Go to his house. I mean, holy fuck, what is going on with these people? And they're sitting there and they're just like, oh, well, that's my right. Excuse me, no. When you begin harming and maiming and mutilating the minds of children just so you can ejaculate, do you have any idea how fucked that is? How wrong that is? I mean, wow, we are so desensitized as a society. It's wrong, yeah, oh my god, yeah, you know, but we just changed the channel. Well, the time has come to stop surfing and start acting. I don't think it's safe to surf this beach. I think we should move in there, and I think we should secure that shit. That's the plan. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Yeah. Go ahead, Red 5.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Yeah, you told me about that before, though. Sorry okay. to cut you off so hard there.
Just on new stuff. But
I've got a question here for the guys from Erase.
Oh, okay.
Now you get these stupid fucking interviewers coming in like Spin Magazine with all their dumbass questions, so they read off, well, we'll pick 1 through 13, and yeah, stereotypical responses.
And aware of
where'd you
what?
Get your name from?
So, I don't want to know what your musical interests are, and I don't want to know if your parents fucking support you on this or not. I want to know.
What do you want to know?
I want to know. Lyle steps into the squared circle, and the cage comes down from the ceiling.
Here we go, baby.
And the lights go dim, and the crowd stand on their feet and roar. And any one of the members from GOB step in, who's going to win?
We will, because A, we like wrestling.
Yes, very much.
B, I went to school with the guys from GOB, and they're younger and uglier than I am.
That could be seen as an advantage. Ugly is ugly.
Ugly is
me. Yeah, I guess, yeah, these days they cheer for the...
Just like a Radiohead.
The ugly mothers.
Steel chairs or no steel chairs?
Steel chairs, of course.
All right.
Got tables.
Oh, yeah, tables.
Tables, fucking ladder match.
Garbage cans, you name it.
Japanese
everything.
Fire bombs, the whole bit.
Excellent.
This was just posted in the IRC, and Sean is looking at it with amazement. It's the hand of the Deckers. Thehand.plandecker.com.
Oh, fighting online child porn. We of the Shadow Arm of the Gargoyle Laws formally seek out and stop exploitation of children on the internet. Our focus is to protect children from the predatory and perverse criminal elements that destroy the innocents. Members of the Hand, various tactics, gather information on perpetrators, child exploitation, and use this data to close down child pornography sites. As well, this information is available to local law enforcement agencies.
Very, very cool.
Very, very cool. Now this, I'm going to touch on this very briefly. And I am going to be calling an event in about 3 months' time. I'm going to be discussing this very thoroughly in brainwashing. But we are going to do something in about 3 months, and we're going to need that much time to prepare. Where we're going to get all...
Educate people.
Educate and to gather our forces quietly while no one's listening. And then we will strike. There will be some details more upon this. In Brainwashing 15.
We'll strike hard. We'll strike fast.
Oh, yes.
They won't even know what's coming.
No, when that ICQ showed up, that was that something popped inside Sean's little head.
I'll verify that one.
Oh, yeah. It came to me. Snapped. Came to all my ICQs.
Where can I sign up?
Oh, you bet. And that's the whole thing is I'm going to get together, and for 3 months up and leading to this point, we are going to call a jihad. It's called the Inquisition Project. And there's actually going to be... something that comes out from this, but there's going to be something involved here where you have.
We got a call.
Fuck. What?
What? Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's your old pal Uncle Dak.
Hey, Uncle Dak. No, he's phoning in at 8:00. 10 minutes early, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd just let you guys know I should be there next week, provided a miracle happens.
A miracle happens?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes. So you're probably not going to be here next week.
I don't know anymore. All I know is that I've talked to Amnesty International. They're working on actually getting me relieved. I would have been there this week, but unfortunately one of the rats in the other barracks kind of routed me out to the Gestapo, so they found the tunnel, so I wasn't able to get away.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, so, don't know what's going on, you know, it's the usual stuff of basically they're working me like a slave, you know, if they worked me any harder, I'd have to be colored.
That was Uncle Dak. Disclaimer, that's Uncle Dak's viewpoint, does not reflect the viewpoint of this station or anybody else on the station.
Or its affiliates.
Or the Dr. Pepper does not endorse Dak.
Well, I mean, you know, you've gone without any of these, like, horrid comments for the last couple of weeks. I had to give you at least one.
Oh, yes. We missed them.
That didn't justify it, though.
Didn't justify it. Do you have a gross hospital story for us?
No, I don't. Okay. I didn't actually think about getting one together. Matter of fact, I might actually have to get back to work here. There's a large truck pulling up, and I think they want to load with either acid or chlorine or something. I don't know.
There's people piling out with guns, and...
It'd be cool. It'd be like, you know, I've actually thought about that. I have this huge plant filled with chlorine. I was thinking, you know, if I released it, the resulting deaths and panic, I might be able to slip away in the confusion.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, thanks for phoning in.
All right, I will talk to you guys later. And like I said, hopefully I should be there next week.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay.
This is a cult call to arms. We need a safe house.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Right.
Continue on.
Anyway, where was I?
I thought he was going to do a gross hospital story.
Oh, well, you were wrong.
I was wrong.
You
he
were
said
wrong.
He was going to phone in.
I'm sure that
I was unprepared.
I'm sure everybody really enjoyed
actually,
that.
Actually, if you just contacted me, I would have told you he was just going to call in and whine about having to work too much.
Okay, now, what we were going to talk about here, one thing I was going to talk about was, like, the hand is very cool. I don't know, like, that's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. But as the hand is part of Gargoyle Watch, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. But the way I see it is what is happening is that we are going to rally together online forces from all over the counterculture movement. I'm talking music, art. We're going to get guys like Soldier X, who I've already contacted about it.
Anybody who hates child porn. Wait,
well, mostly,
that's everyone.
Mostly it's going to be the hardcore. It's going to be like a lot of the hacker teams. Because if you look at it, like, cult is essentially the largest sentient search engine ever, okay? We can set these people out on their systems, and they will just go look for little hacker organizations.
Yeah, forget SETI, eh?
When we have it all set up, they can eventually, you know, little groups of 10, 15, 20, 25, however big these small, you know, hacker cracker clubs are,
yep,
you know, who put out the games and whatnot. If we get enough of those people under the battle banner, they still keep, they're not joining cult, they're just joining in this banner, and cult's going to spearhead this operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Sean's not like Malcolm X. You can help cult.
Oh, yes.
If you're not in it.
You bet. And the whole idea here is for 30 days, I'm going to give this is purely bare bones. There's going to be battle honors involved, where if you send us proof, we're going to actually be, I'm looking at getting patches made up and stuff like that for people who are able to shut down.
It's like sites up one day, somebody says, it's down.
Oh,
must
yeah,
be you. Right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, however we'll work it out, yeah. I don't really give a fuck. It's not really my bivouac. But the point is that I want to have a set of recognition set up for people who sign up to be part of the Inquisition, for the witch hunters who decide to go out and assault this child porn and get it off the web.
That's right.
For 30 days, we're going to call an Inquisition.
That's right, and Josh K. Yes, ethical hackers against kiddie porn.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this site here is a good idea, but last time they updated was the 3rd of February. Okay.
I wasn't expecting this, but then again, no one expects the Inquisition.
And no one expects
Inquisition.
So what we're going to do, and people are going to be like, no doubt coming up to you saying, well, what's child porn, Sean? If you look at it and it's obviously child porn, it is. Well, what if you just take down the wrong site? I don't fucking care. That's why we call it a witch hunt. So that's how it works. And I'll be talking about this very specifically.
It was only pictures of young gymnasts.
It was just a gymnast. Fuck you. Okay, it comes down, it burns, your server dies. Fuck off. So I've got to do a little bit of research on it. And in Brainwashing 15, we'll be talking about Prophet Pandora doesn't like the term witch hunters. Too bad. So we're going to be talking. That's too bad.
Sean's answer. That's too bad.
I don't like it, and I don't have a suggestion for a replacement. Don't come knocking
no,
on the
Pandora's
door.
No, Pandora's cool.
Stop complaining.
Pandora's cool because witch hunters generally were, you know, these bad guys who would, like, hang
child
innocent people
hunters.
And all this sort of stuff.
Child
but I'm
hunters.
Calling them witch hunters because we are going to be totally fucking ruthless about it. Rather than being all caught up with, well, make sure you have the right person, it's like, kill them all, God will know his own. Okay, it's pretty much like, well, 5 of these sites were legitimate child porn, 1 was questionable, so we killed them. Good. Sounds like the direction I want to go.
They know where the line is drawn.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
somebody likes the way Canadians say against. What do you think? It's against or something?
They
against?
Have huge misconceptions
no,
of how
I don't
we
know
say
anybody,
words.
Another one. I don't know anybody
boot.
That says a boot.
Nobody. I've never heard that except in Canadian
I never say
jokes.
A.
There's a big thing about sorry
a,
versus sorry.
Sorry? Sorry?
Only people in the
sorry.
East.
Like,
a boot. No. Like if you look at it like with the American, like they say roof or roof.
Okay, that's...
Right?
Yeah.
Boots. Why don't you say boots then? Like, what the fuck's up with that?
Okay.
Diesel.
We're not.
Yeah, we're getting off topic.
We're not getting into anti-semantics
topic?
Here.
Yeah.
Somebody have these topics written down?
No.
We're not getting into anti-semantics.
Anti-semantics. You guys need a microphone over
words.
There.
That was a play on words from anti-semantics. Oh, it was a play on words from anti-semantics.
Is that like cooked on phonics?
It don't make no sense.
Cooked on phonics.
Oh, it's a pun. It doesn't have to make sense.
I'm cooked on phonics.
I'm cooked on phonics. Now, so that's what I wanted to say about that. So what else we got on the agenda here?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Hold
yeah.
on. Oh!
Wait! It's time
what's
for...
What's this?
It's time for Ask a Ronin!
Wait.
There's a theme song.
Okay. I'm supposed to make the theme song for Ask a Ronin. It's not really happening. It's...
Wow.
Dun-dun-dun, sort yourself out, Ask a Ronin. Okay. Okay, here we go. Which one am I reading?
Let me make sure they're in order here. Now, I must say, as I'm going through this, that while I was away conducting covert operations overseas, because that's what I do.
Yes. He flies in for the show.
By helicopter, no doubt.
Yes.
I was actually off liberating kangaroos from Bosnia. But anyways, I had one of my special agents prepare all this information for me. So, you know, basically a special shout-out to my girlfriend.
Okay. Rebels get more freedom, parents and family. I'm in the ninth grade, and even I am more mature than my average 14-year-old. More mature than the average 14-year-old. My parents won't treat me like it. My parents are divorced and are still very good friends. I live with both parents, but my parents have separate rooms. Wow. I've had a very harsh past and had to grow up fast starting at age 10. I love these kids. I think they grew up fast. My mom doesn't treat me like an average 14-year-old, let alone that is more mature than the average 14-year-old. One day, my dad, my mom, and myself went to get my mom's pager repaired. I, only joking, asked to get a pager, and my dad took me seriously. Great, I thought. But now when I have to come inside the house while hanging out with my friends whenever my mom pages me, she pages me around 5 in the summer. Now, since I tried to rebel and show her as completely dumb her rules are, what should I do to get more freedom? So we got a person here asking, saying, they're getting paged too much, they need more freedom. What do they do, Ronan Sariot?
Well, it's very evident from this letter there are certain problems, certain communications issues that have to be resolved. Communications between the parents. Obviously, your parents are divorced, they're not communicating, they're getting different mixed signals from your parents, and the pager is just complicating the situation. What you have to do is you have to upgrade to get good, reliable, tactical battlefield comms. Now, soon to be released in the Book of the Damned and all these other online Skillsoft magazines going to be going up, I will teach people how to make a battlefield portable patrol antenna. But what you want to really do is have a good hardcore system. You have to have it upgraded with automatic link establishment, frequency hopping, and a whole lot of frequency capability to go between your high and low power. With that, roll up into position, toss up the antenna. I'll be publishing a book on that. Communications will never be a problem. Be in and out in 30 seconds. Message sent.
All right.
Or drop the pager in a puddle.
Question. Dear Ronan Sariot, I really want a dog, but my parents keep saying no. How can I get them to trust me?
Very, very important. Trust and loyalty go hand in hand. It is essential when you're conducting counter-revolutionary warfare that you win the hearts and the minds of the people. You have to go into the villages, bring them reliable medical help, teach them all about irrigation. You have to build up the land, teach them how to farm properly, how to raise the cattle, and pretty soon, before you know it, you'll be introducing small arms tactics, patrolling techniques, and you'll have a loyal army, much like the Montagnards served the Americans in the Vietnam War. Take a look at 1968, in the Battle for Dhofar, the British SAS rolled into the Jebels, had all the Omani people behind them, and wiped out the communist guerrillas in 5 years flat. No problems. It can work for you. It's been tried and tested.
Okay, dear Ronan Sariot, I have lived for the last 13 years as two different people, one which is close to what I think is my real personality, the other is one I have for my parents, relatives, granny. Basically, my family has spent a lot of time doing stuff that I really don't want to do, but I think what my parents / relatives want me to do. I can't tell my parents how I was threatened into losing my virginity or anything because it was my fault and my mother was right about this guy. My current boyfriend is trying to convince me to tell my parents how I really feel, but it's so hard because my mom has high blood pressure. I just can't see the disappointment on my dad's face if I told him everything. I just can't do it, but I feel like I'm going insane. Female, age 19. Ronan Sariot.
War is a horrible, horrible thing. And there's a difference when you're back at the barracks and they're stepping on the field where your life is on the line. You got to put on your game face. That's the real reason why you're having these two personality issues. When you step out of the battle and you're walking along at 3 o'clock in the morning on a recce patrol, you're laden down with equipment, you got the teaser belt hanging off the 249, and you don't know if you're going to be stepping in that minefield. You don't know if Chuck's going to be out there watching it from behind his eyes in his little conical hat. You don't know that death lurks around the next corner. It's going to put stresses on you, and these things are natural. But keep it on. You're in the game. You got to play the game better than the guy trying to kill you.
Dear Ronan Sariot, this is a question. Dear Ronan Sariot, I'm very confused. I've always liked girls, but recently I've been thinking about my guy friends. I'm sure that I still like girls, but I cannot help how I think about them. I feel weird when I do this, and I cannot tell anyone, especially cannot tell friends, because I know they would not want me around anymore. What should I do? I cannot stop, but I cannot go on. I think all I am is curious. Male, age 17.
Let me see that. Let me see that. This is from Smokehouse! Smokehouse, you wanted me to say your name? There it was, buddy.
You're such a fucking...
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Smokehouse is a good shit.
That's okay. That's a good slag last time. That was oh my God. That's a very well-done slam.
So there you go.
Actually, even he would go, that's a pretty good slam.
Real people... Real problems. Real answers.
Next letter. Okay.
Next letter.
We got some comments about Sariot here. In truth, his advice isn't bad. And also, Sariot must have to eat a pack of Halls after and before every show. Oh,
no, that is his natural voice.
I don't know what these people are talking about. That's his natural voice.
That is his natural voice.
They must be thinking of the chicken.
Just because
he's really
good
friend
of 110 pounds soaking wet.
I'll have you know he's at least 135
actually,
pounds.
Actually, okay.
Okay,
isn't that voice partly achieved through a combination of chewing tobacco and gunpowder?
It's a hate and cordite diet.
Tales from the Street?
We're going to do Tales from the Street right now with Ronan Medic.
Picking up with a squeegee, it's Ronan Medic's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic's time once more for Tales from the Street. The next tale I'm about to share with you is... quite easily one of the more disgusting ones I've ever had to deal with in my life.
Oh, no.
Well, this is pretty good, actually. It involves a late 60s, early 70s gentleman trapped in, of all places, a quasi-hospital nut house. And,
nutty and old.
Nutty and old.
Excellent.
Yes, and to boot, the man had recent, what they call, colostomy surgery. What that is you take your lower bowel, as opposed to having it coming out your ass, you cut it off to allow that other section, which is lower below where it attaches to heal, and then they reattach it to where your belly button is. So now your belly button is your ass.
What?
Yes, and then they put in a plastic.
I'm sorry.
Then they put in a plastic nipple.
They fix it later, right?
Plastic nipple. I put in a plastic nipple so you can attach your bag so that it can spin out and perpetually ooze out.
Oh, God.
It's
a colostomy bag.
Yeah,
I know that part, but I've never heard of this.
No, that's what it attaches.
I know a colostomy bag, but this is how they always do it?
This is a colostomy.
Well, you know, this is how you become the life of the party.
Watch this, everyone.
What's bad is considering the gas that comes out is usually about 4 to 5 times worse than when they burp the bag.
Oh, God.
They burp the bag?
Yes, they burp the bag. Otherwise,
what happens if you do, like, blue flamers with that?
You explode.
So this was the belly button was meant for, then?
It's your spare asshole.
It's just a spare asshole.
We got a spare asshole here. His name's Ronan Sariot.
He just stepped out of the bathroom.
All I got to say, it makes your time in jail a hell of a lot easier.
You are hereby airtight. Okay.
You don't have to worry about the reach around, I guess.
All right, continue.
It's more intimate that way.
You can see it the whole time, and when you're picking up your soap, you have nothing to worry about.
I've been
or
fixed.
Or the reach around.
I've been fixed.
Okay, so...
But as the story goes, this man had... just recently had his colostomy surgery. And, well, the man happened to be in slight state of dementia, to boot, which made things even more easier.
I'd be too.
Oh, yes.
I'd be just like, oh, my God, I'm shitting out of my stomach!
Like, fuck, that would fuck me up as well, you know what I mean?
There,
like,
go,
oh,
my,
there go my pillars of reality.
I've got the fact that you have a tap now.
I am fucking pain on tap. I'm shit
the
on
tummy tap.
I keep on trying to take this bag off, but
the smell,
if there is such a thing.
Well, Sean, here's a flashback. Remember DJ Vortex?
Oh, of course. He's the guy who got gout. We love DJ Vortex.
Anyway, but on a more depressing note, slash lighter note. Yes, the old man with dementia, the recent colostomy surgery, decides he doesn't want to be in the hospital anymore.
Fair ball. They made him shit out of his belly button.
I'm out of here. What are you going to do
next?
I'm
like, fuck this. Actually, I know I'm going to be fucking, you know, blowing my nose and my fucking mouth's going to fill up with
dick's going to be all out of my forehead.
I tried to take a piss.
Out of my eyes.
It's just fucking gross. I like my outdoor plumbing. Fuck you.
Yes. He finally gets enough, he gets a lucid enough thought to actually figure out what the punch code is for the door so that he can leave the ward.
Well, wait a sec. Hang on. Lucid enough thought? That's like saying he snaps out of it and hacks some fucking server mainframe. Are we sure this old guy was, like, really crazy? Or, like, he's just like,
well,
wait,
no.
I can crack this encryption. Like, no. Problems here.
No. See, here's the interesting part. The old people could technically, or insane people, can leave anytime they want if they actually took the time to read the sign posted with a 4-digit code right above the keypad. If they can read the keypad and they can read the fucking sign, they're free to fucking leave!
Because they're not insane!
That factors
You're
out all
the
American that factors out all of our American audience. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Slam! Okay.
So, only the Empire has security this tight.
Oh, I'm afraid when my colostomy bag arrives, my stomach will be quite operational. Okay, so.
Is Rant Radio like this all the time or just Sunday night?
Who's asking that?
24 hours a day we're on. You just caught us in the middle of
a
marathon.
Yeah, all we do is bring out here and shoot shit with Erase. It's amazing how they can possibly.
We make $200 an hour doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Shit. H.
And no, we're not getting paid for this. Can you fucking believe it?
Can you believe it?
Yeah, we're all
Can
guests.
I go on here with my story?
Sorry, man. Sure. Please carry on.
So now the old man
punches the key code.
Punches the key code, grabs his cane.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Grabs his cane. He's got a cane?
Grabs his cane.
Whoa.
He's got a
weapon. Oh, my God.
One cane, one colostomy bag. I'll throw my colostomy bag at you. And goes, oh, my God! And then kick the fuck out of him with a cane.
Ping, he needs another C to fill up the three.
He does. And he's like, carry on.
It's just too
easy. I'm rooting for this guy.
So he opens the door. He starts going out the ward towards the fire exit. And, of course, now a nurse sees this and goes, hey, you can't do that. Well, the old man decides to go for a break for it.
Attaboy.
Unfortunately, the old man with his cane isn't quite as capable as he once was with these set of stairs. Now, the set of stairs, imagine, if you will, an Escher drawing.
An infinite looping staircase?
Effectively.
No wonder these people are nuts.
Oh my God, he's in the Escher wing. That's where
my bed's on the ceiling,
That's where we put all of our crazy old fucking cane-wielding colostomy bag people who can break our encryption.
Colostomy bag, set of stairs, Escher stairs, it's all bad.
It's all bad.
Oh my God.
It's an old style stairs.
We had to move out of the Dally wing.
Oh, everything's dripping. Oh.
This is
would somebody please tell me what fucking time that clock says?
Okay. this is a prime setup for a NBC miniseries. This one is.
It's called Colostomies R Us. Okay, carry on. When fucking bags attack.
Yeah, when bags attack. But this is an old, like I said, when this is an old style set of fire stairs. So the stairs are narrow. And on to boot, the stairs are very, very steep.
Perfect.
One inch wide. Only women on heels can navigate these.
Success, which is why they developed the heels in the first place.
Right.
The old guy decides to make a break for it, doesn't have the dexterity he once did as a youth. And and down the tumbling stairs he goes. Squish. So this is when this is when, you know, the medical responder gets called and I come to the scene. And I come up to the stairs, it's like, you know, report to 3 West and up I go, blah 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 blah. And there's this nurse going, oh my God, I didn't mean to do it. What, did you push him down? No, he just ran. It's like, he outran you. Well, kind of. When he started going down the stairs, I couldn't catch him. What do you mean? Oh. I look down, and there's this older guy, crumpled up, not looking very healthy.
Oh, no shit, he's shitting out of his
about
stomach.
About a third of the way down, despite having the hospital gown, which fell off about a quarter of the way down, the colostomy bag had torn and exploded.
Oh, God.
Yep. Shit himself.
Get now, the fire hose.
But now it gets better than this.
Oh, okay.
Now, about halfway down...
How can you improve on a torn colostomy bag?
Well,
is there room?
As it turns out, as a matter of fact, about halfway
was
down...
Was he freshly stitched?
Yes, he was freshly stitched.
So they found the upper portion of his colon?
Yes.
As fun guessing.
No, it's not. The plastic nipple that was attached... You know, which has a little bit of, like, wax and stuff on that, decided to also catch about halfway to two-thirds of the way down the stairs. And ripped, which took the stitches with it. So now, suddenly, there's this old guy lying in a really fairly long pool of blood with shit smeared everywhere.
That's good for infection.
And there's about, and quite literally, there's about 3 feet of intestine.
Oh, fuck! Tripe anyone?
Oh, turn on.
I feel like some blood.
It's like he just grew himself a new umbilical cord.
Ripped himself a new asshole.
Crying like a little baby.
Literally.
That would imply him actually still being awake at that particular point. But the disgusting part.
That's not the disgusting part.
That's not the disgusting part?
Oh, this is the cherry on top for me.
His breath stank.
No!
As I'm getting down there, I can still see the colon, or what's left of his large intestine, still pumping out stuff. It's still going squirt, squirt, squirt. So it's like in amongst the
wonders of peristalsis.
Yes, it's amazing. There's a stomach just seems going, well, I'm going to continue pumping away anyways. Hey, it's the same hole. Squirt, squirt, squirt. So you actually see fecal matter oozing out the ripped part of his intestine as blood smearing everywhere.
Oh. I'd be like,
how do you sanitize an area like
that? Oh, with fire. And you don't even take him out of there. It's like, oh, fire, no. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. Don't worry about it.
It'll take a day for the stairwell to cool off.
It's like this, nurse. No, like this. I know you pushed him down the stairs. I won't say a fucking thing. I say we burn this whole thing. We'll kill half of these old retarded encryption motherfuckers. And if it wasn't for the MCS, they took over the earth anyway. Okay, come on.
The one thing you will never forget is that smell.
Not to rip off
the Matrix, but that smell.
If there is such a thing.
That smell.
Oh, it was fucking horrible. Like, that would be just... I couldn't do it.
That's horrific.
I'd be showing up and be like... And he's like shitting out of his stomach like...
No, we had...
Fuck! 1 9-mil pill for you.
I don't understand
That's it for you. I'm going to redecorate this fucking stairwell in brain matter gray. Fuck this.
Smack!
Oh, yeah. Wet cleanup aisle 5. Fuck that, man.
No, I'm glad I was... I imagine...
What did you do? Put a damp towel on him and start giving last rites? Or what was the story there?
Baby wipes.
I got some iodine here. Does this sting? You know, what the fuck did you do?
No, you just rolled the sucker onto the spine board. Then you call over a janitor.
And say, there's a bunch of shit and blood and fucking colon.
Oh, yeah. Wet cleanup hallway 4.
Yeah, no shit.
No, that's what we call it. Classify a load and go.
So it's like, all right, we'll just get him onto a board and he fucks off at the high port. Yes. See you later. Nasty, very, very nasty.
Actually, that's the point at which you
he
find out.
He was still alive when I last saw him, so.
That's the point at which you find out why the janitorial staff gets paid more than you do.
Yeah, ain't that
wow.
Fuck that, man.
That's
horrible. I just get fire hose. Fuck him.
Fire hose.
Hey, Grandpa!
Like the spray in the air?
You know what the range on a fire hose is? I'm like 35 feet away, bloosh. I'm not going down to pick up Grandpa. If he ain't dead, he's on his way there. If God didn't want him to fall down that stairs, he would have miracled his ass out of that situation.
God did it.
I'm not going to deny God. I'm going to power wash this fucker right into the train. Fuck that. Fuck the cloud of airborne. I'll just power it. You know when you got that shit on your driveway and you're trying to cram it through the grate and you're stepping on it? That's me. He's trying to squash this fucker through the grate. That'd be me. Fuck him. I'm not dead. Fuck you. You're old and you're shitting out of your belly button. Time to check out. You're leaving now. You know, that's just wrong. That's just fucking wrong.
We're going to play, by request, Wear Body Armor. We haven't played in like half a year or so. And then we're going to open the phone lines.
Okay, sounds cool.
Sounds good to everyone.
Alrighty.
This is Sean Kenny doing Wear Body Armor.
To my fellow upper and lower class, wear
body armor. If I could offer you only one piece of advice for the future, body armor would be it. Benefits of body armor have been proven in scientific laboratories, and our society is going to hell in a handbasket in a rocket-assisted fashion. All my other advice pertains to trying to live some kind of a decent life. You can listen to it, or you can tell me to stuff it, but I'll dispense my advice now. Life is hard. Once you accept that fact, you will find that you're not so disappointed when you screw up. The pain you feel from screwing up in life will remove weakness from your body, but it still sucks. Don't take too many drugs that mess with your brain, or by the time you're 40, you'll act like you're 2. Have a backup. Don't put too much faith into your computer or society. You never know when either one might crash. Get a good night. Beware of anyone who leads others with any kind of religious or righteous fervor. They invariably burn books and hurt people. Don't get too high on your moral high horse. The only difference between right and wrong is the number of people who agree with you. Stash guns, money, and fake ID, because you might need them at some point. If you don't, someone you know will. Read. Beware of cults, churches, and multinational corporations. They all want to control you and rob you of your soul. Try not to break the law. It complicates things. But if you're going to do it, think it through and do it big. Nothing's more embarrassing than doing time for some bullshit reason. Avoid violence as much as you can, but if it happens, there is no such thing as fighting dirty. Stick your thumb in his eye and use weapons when he's unarmed. You can justify it all to yourself later. Don't let yourself be limited by tradition. We all did that, we still live in caves. Trust your guts more than anything or anyone else in the universe. No one else knows you as well as you. Respect old people. They are really, really strong. And realize that a measure of strength is not how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get hit. When in a moral, financial, or violent crisis, do whatever it takes to survive. Don't watch daytime TV. It will only make you feel stupid. Maybe your opinion's right. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're gay. Maybe you're not. Maybe you'll divorce. Maybe you'll wind up behind a 7-Eleven mumbling to yourself. But no matter what happens, you are the only person responsible for your outcome. Not your parents, not your culture, not your financial status. But don't be too hard on yourself. You had to make decisions at the time. And a bad plan today is better than the best plan tomorrow. Don't play head games. Don't put up with people who play them with you. Learn who your real friends are. Friends will help you move. Real friends will help you move a body. Know where you're going and know who's coming with you. But never get that order mixed up. Be friends with your lovers, for when you get old, the two of you will have nothing. You are in charge of your own body, but be sure about what you do with it, because you're going to have it for a very long time. Stand up for people who are smaller than you, and people who are attacked emotionally and physically. They probably need your help, but they won't ask for it. Be a good guy who does bad things from time to time. But looking in the mirror is the only way that you can judge yourself and make that call. If you don't know what to do in any situation, consider the economics. Cash is not the only thing in life, but it's really, really important. Try to stop swearing. It makes you look like an idiot. But if you can figure out how to do this, let me know.
try to patch things up with your family. If it takes, great. If not, try again in 2 years, or when you feel strong enough. In the meantime, your friends will help you get by. Don't date your exes or have a long-distance relationship. It can work, but it's more treacherous than a pissed-off mink in a rabbit hole wired on Visa at compound. But trust me, on the body armor.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome. And the phone lines are open. Race to your phones.
Wow, that's quite amazing.
It is. No, they know how to phone. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Mr. Hey, Nixter.
Hey, if you go to prophet.thecult.org, PVM thing's on the front page, and there's a couple other things that are in there. And
oh, yeah, that was cool. That's an awesome picture.
Yeah, PVM did it, so. And if you go to the media section, there's instructions on how to upload or how to get stuff onto the media. We're going to be
The Incredible Cult. Everyone go there. Very good job, PVM. That's so cool. That's not the big picture. You can go to the cult.
Well, if you go into the website and on the first page there, after you get through the little intro thing.
Yep. And you click on that.
Yeah.
There we go. There's the big one. Very, very
I actually
cool.
shrank it because it's like 1600 by something else, the real full size.
So that's not even the full size.
Yeah, if anyone wants the huge one, they can contact me. Anyone else who might have it.
That's amazing. How was that done? Did you draw that by hand or
it's a scan of the cover of the first issue of the Incredible Hulk.
Yes, of
that's
course.
Then been morphed into this. And some of the features, like the faces, were done with a sort of a tracing feature in a graphics program, and using one of those Wacom graphics tablets.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny thing is actually 200%.
It looks
sexy,
like Sean.
200% sexy PVM gave me this. I'm not gay. he gave me this this disc last Sunday. He was here. It's like, oh, I did a comic, and I thought he did like some kind of fucking. Bit Rot or like Bloom County kind of a comic about cult. I didn't know what it was. And I'd forgotten about it because I've got so much shit going on. I'm like, oh my God, okay. And I'd forgotten about it. And it was on Thursday when I finally got around to going, oh, fuck those discs. Yeah, I want to check that out. And I was at work. So I dropped the disc in and I like look at it and there it is. And I'm just like, holy fuck. And I sent this to APOC and Smokehouse and they're both like, oh man. This is amazing, and it is very
fucking
cool.
Wasn't somebody working on a cult comic before?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff that people are working on.
Well, there
and
you
I,
go.
I don't,
perfect cover.
Yeah,
perfect, perfect cover for it.
And then APOC contacted me, and he wanted me to put it up there, so.
It's very cool. Very, very cool.
Thanks for putting it up and reminding me of that, because I forgot about that. I was going to mention that.
Yeah, thank you.
Did rework the media page, if you go to that, and there's the a link to the actual media archive. Then there's a bunch of videos on there. And actually, on that index page, there's this cool .move file. It's made up from video game sounds. It's a song. It's pretty sweet. It's like from Atari video game.
Oh, right. I've watched that. It's very cool.
It's pretty kick-ass. Anyways, what the hell?
All right.
Nixter's hardcore.
Yeah.
Nixter's like one of our hardcore guys. He's fucking...
He's in there all
the
time.
He's building sites left, right, and center. Like, he built this site. He's built the new design for the site.
Prophet Nixter.
Guardian Prophet Nixter.
Guardian Prophet Nixter.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's fucking amazing.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto! How's it going, man?
Incredible.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Why is it incredible?
I don't know. Why not?
There you go. Good answer.
I guess most people phone up and go, hey, guys... My life's shit.
How's the band? How's the band going?
My band?
Yeah.
Well.
Right. Next question. So, why don't you? What are you calling about, buddy?
ClanNomad.com is up. Thanks to Templar Knight.
Really?
Templar Knight is a fucking machine. Let's go check that out right now. It's clannomad.thecult.org, right?
No. And nomad.com.
Clannomad.com.
Really?
Every single clanx.com is registered.
Holy fuck, TK. You're a machine, man.
And, let's see. Oh, man, I had something else to say.
I hate it when you do that.
Well, think about it hard while we bring up the Clan Nomad.
It's kind of off the topic, but Shackman and I are working on freedomscream.com, and we're looking for kind of left-wing kind of articles anyone wants to submit.
Excellent.
What is this pop-up fucking advertisement?
Oh, where are you hosting this on? virtualav.net.
And they always
They just got some free hosting, and you
right
plug at the domain. Very cool.
Right on. So they have like...
Nomad listing, personal pages, links to Nomad's pages. So you can check out their pages.
Awesome.
I want Nomads to submit their info on that.
Absolutely. And you know what you want to do is we're on the new site that we build, we want to have links on the new cult page, which is currently being converted right now. Apoc's in China all this week. But when he gets back from China, we're talking about having a comprehensive link list. So the cult page is not just going to be one page. It's going to be spread out over like 30 fucking pages all over the web.
Which I'm sure it already is, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clandecker.com. I mean, you know.
All the clan pages.
TK is like totally taken over on getting this shit going. So the more the infection spreads, the deeper it goes, the harder it is to stop. And they haven't got the medication to put this fucking guy down. So it's all good, boy. So you're doing good, man. This is awesome. I can't believe this shit. Like, it's very, very fucking cool.
Yeah, slowly the official pages are coming up.
Yeah, and that's... And so why don't you... What else was it, man? This is wicked. I can't believe this. Did you build this or what?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
I cheated with front page, but it's okay because I didn't pay for front page.
You don't say that on the air.
I didn't say that.
Somebody else paid for it and gave it to you as a gift, right?
It was, let me see. Front Page Express. There we go.
Hi. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Attaboy.
The right. Free version.
All right, baby. Stay with that. Whoop.
That band you got over there is awesome.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
What's that?
Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Cool.
Oh, jeez. You have one fan in Wisconsin now. Quick, go play a gig there.
Yeah. All right. What the hell?
So... There you go. That's awesome.
The home of cheese and billiards.
The home of cheese and billiards, you say? Wow.
And the Packers.
That's quite a claim to fame.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Ronan Templar Knight.
Templar Knight.
Woo! TK, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
You have just been a fucking machine the last little while. Like, I mean, you must have traded in sleep for fucking stims, man. You're out of control. What's going on? Did you register all of the clan names?
Every clan name from clan, all the clan names are registered in .com. I'm under the purchase of the doing of .net. .org will be last.
Oh, wow.
And what we're going to, what we can offer right now is that if you want to, you can do a personal webpage redirect, like Starbaby has one.
Starbaby.profit.com. Oh, that's amazing. That's a good idea.
That's an awesome idea, man. You want to send me, drop me an email with the details on that, and I'll make sure that this gets broadcast in Brainwashing 15.
You got it.
Okay, that's fucking huge. How have you been doing?
I'm doing all right. My dad was sick for a little while. I've just started a brand new job. So I haven't been posting a lot, so I'm trying to catch up with it now.
That's okay, man. That's okay. I mean, I'm trying to get my Palm Pilot going so I can organize my time and life a little bit here. But what's
Sean's hardest thing that he has to do is getting his Palm Pilot going.
Yeah, your Palm Pilot is hard?
Yeah, trying to get yourself organized and shit. Fuck all y'all. I'll start stabbing people in about 10 seconds. You'll shut up. All right, so what I want to know is...
Stabbing has commenced.
Unfortunately, you will not be able to get the new Erase album because I'm going to gut rip the fucking lead singer in about 20 seconds when we're on.
They'll become martyrs, famous. Yeah,
they're martyrs now. So
fucking John Lennon, baby. Fucking John Lennon.
Yeah, there you go. 9 rounds in him, not one in fucking Yoko. Okay, so
God damn it.
So anyway, TK. So what else is going on? What's happening with the new job? You said you got a new job. What's happening there?
Actually, yeah. The strange thing is, I'm not working for Big Brother. I work for Southwestern Bell Telephone now.
Perfect.
Boy.
CC Services, which is kind of strange because I used to be a phone freak.
We drive your taxis. We run the hotels.
Oh.
We switch your calls.
TK, you're a freak? I didn't know you were a freaker.
Well, I have a trunk analyzer and test sets here.
Oh, nice! I can't wait. I'm going to go to your safe house, man. You're going to have, like, a complete green safe house. All the green logos, man, but the Ronin logos and the Decker logos. You're going to have, like, the fucking stronghold down there, man.
Well, right now, I'm getting together some equipment. I already have food, clothing, water, tools, hard supplies like boards and things like that, some toss-away knives down in the basement.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Here in St. Louis is a earthquake zone, so I can get away with putting all of that in there and not draw too much suspicion by calling it an earthquake shelter.
Ah. Awesome. Very well done. Very well done.
To the eyes of the law, they are earthquake shelters.
Absolutely. Once we get a Sentinel system going, it's going to be very handy. Since you spend so much system online, we'll be able to get remote viewing happening through personally broadcast webcams, PC-104 cards, all the rest of it. This is some really exciting shit, man. I cannot wait.
That's the other good thing I wanted to say.
What's
that?
I lost
my internet connection with Washington University since I quit.
Okay.
I am getting DSL as of next month, hopefully.
Nice.
I'll be getting DSL coming through.
Nice. Okay, that'll make shit a whole lot easier. Anything that you're doing, man, send me a fucking email, and I will for surely prioritize this shit. Get it out on the next brainwashing so everybody can help you where you need it.
You got it.
Okay, man, you take care. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Yes, good old TK. So, what do we got?
I got sent a very, very funny tech support call, but I think it was cut off, and I don't know who uploaded to the FTP site, so whoever uploaded it, let me know if it was completely uploaded or you need to re-upload it, because it seems cut off at the end. It's hilarious. I want to play it next show. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Babsy May.
Hey, Babsy May.
How you doing, baby? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. I just got news tonight that within a few weeks, I should be getting a nice lump sum of money.
From who?
From a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. So what's up with that? Like,
I'm getting a car.
Oh, sweet. What kind of car?
It's Ford Escort Pony.
There you go. What year, in 88?
88.
Right on, right on.
Those things were made in the 80s.
So what are you going to do with it?
Okay, well, I have a project for a few of the artistically wonderful people out there in golf.
Okay.
I want cult bumper stickers.
Uh-huh. Okay, the cult bumper stickers and stickers on the whole are going to be coming. I'm also working on patches because everybody's a big whiny bitch and they want patches. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be getting patches sorted out as well as stickers as well. So bumper stickers are on the go.
However, I have one of them really large Rant Radio stickers left that I am going to plaster somewhere on the side of this car.
Send pictures.
Absolutely. So we're going to get Rant Radio on the side of the car. That'll rock.
But, yes, I want to bumper stickerize this car. It's going to cost me under $800 to buy this car, so...
And you're going to, like, totally turn it into a cult mobile? Is that it?
It's going to be my personal little cult mobile, yes.
Right on, right on. So what'd you think of Erase? The band, the music.
I
Be honest.
Honest,
it's not her cup of tea.
I'm not going to say that. I'm very eclectic when it comes to music.
You fucking hated it, didn't you?
No, I thought it was very interesting.
Don't, yeah, that's such a bullshit. Oh, Babs, come on, that's a bullshit thing to say.
Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah, okay, so are you saying you didn't like it, did you?
I'd have to definitely hear a lot more of it.
You didn't like it.
Mom, I
say
told
it.
You never to call
say,
it.
Say it. Say it. Say I didn't like it.
No, I liked it. I did. It was just interesting.
She needs more.
I need more.
You need to fuck to it is what you need to do. You need to go and get...
It'll be ingrained in your head.
That's what you need to do. You need to go get Smokehouse and just have hot, dirty sex with it. You'll get, like, the big Cenobite sex, and you'll be like, did you ever really care? And you'll be like, just, and that's what you need to do, I think. That's the plan.
Because we all know chicks dig Smokehouse.
Yeah, that's true. chicks dig Smokehouse. Okay, baby.
Smokehouse isn't with us this week.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm sure he'll...
What happened to him?
What's that?
What happened to him? I missed him.
He's busy. I can't remember what he said he's doing, but he'll catch
up. He's driving over to your house to get laid is what's happening.
Yeah, that's what he said he was doing. He's coming over to your house.
He's
reeling along the I-90 with his little arms going. Rick Hansen's got fuck all on him. All right. So the guy looks like he's Arnold Schwarzenegger from the waist up. Okay. So give me a what the hell, baby.
What the hell?
Right on. You never get that on public broadcast radio.
I don't know if I liked it. You should fuck to it. That was awesome. I had
That'll
sex.
Get it going.
I had a sex to the Spawn album Satan. That was awesome. I bought that album, that soundtrack, and it was all like, Satan, Satan! And we started at the beginning of the album, so you're like, you know, it was like the third song in. But the whole album, well, yeah, but I was, you know, pretty high at the time, and I was drunk. And by the middle of the album, I was like, fucking this guy's wife, and it was just crazy. Oh, no, it's all cool. He knew. Anyway, so, and I'm like, I just got right into that song. We were just, you know, getting into it, and it was all like, Satan, Satan! And I'm like, ah! You know, and I was Aleister Crowley for 10 minutes. It was fucking amazing. Anyway. So, we got another call? It's my wife. She's telling me she's leaving me. Okay.
I'm leaving you, Sean. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chocolate Crazy Fuck here.
You need to turn down your radio.
I just did, thanks.
Excellent.
That's
we heard Satan, Satan. It was awesome.
That's really scary because it's like you pick up the phone and there's me in the background going, Satan, Satan. I'm like, wow, if I sound like that over the air, that's some scary shit. Anyway.
Awesome. Man, that was all part of the plan.
Excellent. So what's up? Who was this again?
It's Crazy Fuck.
Crazy Fuck. Okay, I was hearing Satan.
Ah, one of our locals. What's going on, baby?
That's right. It's me, Crazy Fuck.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. First of all, I think Grace rocks.
Excellent. So you're local here?
Yeah. Thank I'm down here in White Rock.
White Rock. Excellent. So you can actually go and see them then.
You
if you
you live where my bass player or my drummer lives. He lives on the Rock.
He lives on the Rock.
The Rock, baby.
So you just wanted to phone in and say that Erase rules or what?
No, actually, I wanted to mention something else, too. I wanted to let the people know that I am still working on the story I've been writing.
Oh, that's right, too. You were doing cult fiction.
Yes, that's right. Although I've kind of had to rewrite it due to the skip incident.
Oh, okay. You have to edit out some names and some maybe you can incorporate that. Maybe
you can use my name. You can use my name as
my
much.
My name's
I am Sean, the living open source. You want to bite that or what?
What?
And I've also been asked to plug K-Lit. Soul Train really does need some more submissions into his little project there.
Project Clit, yeah.
Project K-Lit, you bet. And if
Project Clit, yeah.
You bet. Anybody wants to send any, say, Cenobite erotic poetry, that'd be good. Any of the Vampire Clan, I mean, come on, you guys do lots of writing and poetry and angst-ridden goth shit. I mean, absolutely, send it in to Clit, and we'll get that in there, and, you know, well, I should write a poem called Bleeding Gash, and I'll send it in to Clint, and it'll just be, wow, I'm raunchy tonight. Okay, so, that's me.
Hey, Crazy.
That's because I'm sitting here next to a thrash metal artist. What's up?
Hey, Crazy, have you killed any nuns lately?
Actually, I just killed one on the way home, ran over with my car.
Keep it up, man. Keep it up.
We'll get those fucking nuns, goddamn Catholics.
Yeah,
okay.
Straight.
All right, baby, say what?
What kind of meat does a priest get on Friday?
What?
None!
All right. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
That was actually pretty good.
That was good.
Surprisingly funny.
Sean.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The detective, when he's all... What kind
microphone.
Of, what kind of meat does a priest have on Friday? You guys all, I don't know. None!
That's awesome.
Hi, you're on What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Papa No Deal.
No Deal.
No Deal! How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad.
Right on. I've been seeing the shit you've been doing with the leader of the cult.org. I mean, that's some amazing design layout, man. That's awesome.
Is it actually up?
No, oh, no. Okay. He's working on the design. The reason why it's not up is because I have not sent him all of the stuff. I got my logo scanned in, so I'll be sending that to you. And I've got to get some content together this week and get it to you as well. So that's, like, it's totally not No Deal's fault that it's not up. I've got to get my content together for the page, and we'll get it together. But what were you calling in for, buds?
Well, I want to talk about a couple things. I'll post the address of the temper of what I've got done so far for that site. So
okay.
People look at it if they want.
Yeah, put on the IRC.
Yep. The other thing is a project that Terrell and Romulus have been working on to transcribe the brainwashings and your rant.
Yes. Yes, I heard
that's actually going to be something I'm going to be working on because we need to get the Book of the Damned out. And in the brainwashings, I'm going to be giving out parts of the Book of the Damned, the cult direct action manual. So what's going to be happening is as these guys want to go and transcribe that, they can take my content
from that brainwashing and then transcribe it into written form, and then at that point I'll be able to look through it, edit it, and from there we can get that book out a lot faster. So Ronan Sariot's going to be putting out some stuff. We're going to be doing some actual military spec stuff, ideas from the book.
So does the Book of the Dam incorporate Virus plus... The Direct Action Manual, is it like a collection of books?
No, the Book of the Damned is the second part. The Virus Manifesto is the first book that talks about the ideals and directions of cult. The Book of the Demands is how you are going to act. The first book is Mind, the second book is Body. So there are two books in a set together. Okay, so there's the Virus Manifesto, and then there's the Book of the Damned, and there could be a third one. We could just keep going with this, and then we can just circulate it so that once you have the, like... The concept, the Necronomicon is not one book, it's a collection of books, okay? So that's how we're going to work with that. So, yeah, keep going, buddy. What else were you talking about?
A series of books to share with your family.
That's right. Great Christmas gift.
Exactly.
Give them to your kids.
Well, okay, so I guess there's that, well, the project that we're kind of calling Scribe, even though it's not really a project right now, but that will be done hopefully like in the next month or so. Terrell's been busting her ass on that, and I think Kyle Self is going to help her. And I'm going to get Leader of the Cult done, and I guess that's it.
That's awesome, man. The only thing, I'll write you an email about it. The leaderofthecult.org, for everyone who doesn't know, is going to be a website because I am moving forwards with the Sentinel system where I want to get...
Yeah, it's very funny. Somebody...
Clathu brought on Nick Rabid Wombat. That guy kicks my ass every time. I go to the ICQ, I'll, like, change my thing from online to NA, and he sends me an ICQ right then saying... Just a shadow of movement, and then he's gone, right? And that's all it says in the ICQ. That's it, right? And he buckles me. The guy totally cracks me up, which is good because I need that from time to time. I get so much shit, guys, sending me, I'm mad at Echo, and I don't like this. And Rabid Wombat really cheers me the fuck up. He's a good guy. Anyway.
Army of Cultness.
Army of Cultness. You bet. So.
That's pretty much all I had to say. Except I'll say one last thing.
Sure.
Son, you need to get me the logo. The logo, Sean.
The logo is scanned. It's sitting on my computer right now. I'm emailing it to you tonight.
Oh,
that's. It
nice
gets better.
Page.
It gets better. It gets better. We're just. This is the first page. Oh.
Brainwashing, right. Rants, Manifesto. Oh.
You bet. Oh, look at
oh,
that.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, it's nice. And each background, it changes. Oh, yeah, it's all good.
Anyway, what the hell, guys?
Okay, excellent. Thanks, No Deal. No Deal is just the shit, eh?
That's awesome.
I know, he's a fucking machine.
That's amazing art.
Think about how I felt. They're like, do you know how many web pages I had made for me? I had 7 web pages since last weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, yeah, I need brainwashing. Actually, no, it was before last, because it didn't actually get up till Tuesday. So, since Tuesday, I had 7 fucking pages. Guys are like, I'm building your webpage. I'm building your webpage. It's like, race to get shot his fucking webpage. And I was just like, and they're on me. And Odile's like, yeah, I'm done.
Done.
Nixter's like, I'm done too.
But, like I said, just have a good old-fashioned webpage raising.
And I'm just like, arf to some fine text, but it is no webpage English. You know, and I'm just like, holy cow. So,
That is...
Oh, I know.
So nice.
It's so fucking clean. I'm like, wow. And I'm looking at me going, wow, I look fat. You know, because you know you look like a dick. Oh, that's a good shot of me. That's not
Photoshop
a good
really... Photoshop adds 10 pounds.
Photoshop adds 10 pounds.
Photoshop's...
Photoshop adds 10 pounds.
You know, and I'm like supposed to be looking all cool and shit. And that's not the logo. The actual logo that Fork did, I'm sending to him. That's why nobody's like, give me the fucking logo so I can put it up. Yeah, he's going to show up at my house and take my wife hostage to get the goddamn logo.
Logo?
Logo, motherfucker. So, yeah, it's pretty brutal. And once I get the Sentinel project up, that'll be you'll be able to log in, see my Palm Pilot, see what I'm doing. A guy has actually is talking to me about a script. Yeah, you know, my Palm Pilot screen. He's got a script written where he's talking about, because 8Box doing the back end, when I sync my Palm with my desktop, it will auto-sync up with the page. So it's very, very sweet. I don't know if he's going to do it, but or how he's going to do it, but it's very fucking, it's
that's
very,
pretty amazing.
Very slow.
I wouldn't put names and addresses
look
in,
at his,
in your
his
schedule
does
then.
For me. Anyway, like, fuck, like, give me the iPack. Like, iPack up
my
the awesome. But, so anyway, yeah, No Deal is just the shit. We got a call.
Really? Hi, Aaron, what the hell show? Who's this?
Prophet Plutonium.
Plutonium! How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I just had an idea for a little personal project yesterday, and I wanted to bring it up on Rant Radio.
Sounds
sure,
like
what's up?
Sounds like a personal project.
Yeah.
What's the personal project?
Well, I was thinking of doing kind of a cult novel. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's been some cult writing that's been going on. That's what Crazy Fuck is doing. He's doing some short stories and whatnot, but what's your idea for the novel?
Well, it'd kind of be like there's one part dedicated to each clan, right?
Oh, I see.
And basically it's all about counterculture and the whole community of cult and, you know, people helping each other out and how each clan fits in and, you know, what they do. So in each part, like, let's say it was Clan Gargoyle, it'd be this some gargoyle guy, like the character, and it'd basically be he, I don't know, some kind of net thing, you know, like basically what the gargoyle does.
Oh, hey, I got to
explain the Cenobite chapter.
No, I've got it. I've got it, buddy. Listen up. Here's how I'd write that. You know what I'd do? I take the first chapter, okay, would be an event that happens.
Uh-huh.
Like, say, Patient Zero gets arrested, and all of a sudden all these things happen, and, like, he gets busted out, the truck gets taken over, the maps are all known, and the first chapter is just this big event. The rest of the book, each chapter is what each clan did to help make that plan happen. So you have, like, the Cenobites go and fuck a senator and get all the plans and all this kind of shit. You get, like, the vampires intimidate.
Oh, that's
like,
perfect.
Oh, yeah, it'd be perfect. That'd be an awesome story.
Ah, that's good. So do you want me to email you about that, Sean?
Like, no, fucking why email? You already told me about it. Sounds good to me. Go hard, retard. I say fucking fill your boots. That sounds wicked. I'd love to see some stuff with it. Just, if you want to do it, rock on. I think it rules. What do you need from me?
Oh, I don't. I just kind of... Yeah, I guess I could do it in my own way.
Right on, baby. I'm all over it. Send me shit as you do it. I'd love to read it. I'd love to read it. I'm totally into that. Use my name. Use whatever you want. That's awesome.
All right.
Okay, buddy. You take care. Say what the hell.
Oh, hang on. Just one more thing. Marius wanted me to tell you that they had an idea for a new vampire symbol.
Well, oh, no. No new symbols. Sorry. I respect that, and I do know that... But you can
do interpretive art.
You can do art about vampires and stuff like that, and I totally appreciate that. But I cannot go changing clan symbols because I've got them.
People go insane.
Yeah, and people are getting tattoos and shit.
All right.
And if you go and change it, then it's fucked.
And
right?
The T-shirts and shirts and
Everything, like, because there's a huge. Each time I get a logo switch, it costs me like $150 to get it embroidered properly. Okay, so it's a big fucking deal. So I'd love to see the idea, though. I mean, that's not to say that you couldn't like make a poster out of it and say Clan Vampire and put up a cool like fucking thing for it or whatever. That's awesome. Yeah. I'd totally love to see it.
All right.
All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Oh, that book idea is awesome.
Oh, fuck, it's amazing.
On the subject of fiction, I think you'll know you've pretty much arrived when they start writing gay fiction about you and Sim.
Ah, yes, right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
What's that called? That's called, Slash.
Slash.
Slash fiction.
That's called Bathroom Scrawl.
Bathroom Scrawl.
For a good time, go to www.
It's called George Michael.
Hi, on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Zombie!
Recently, I have got in, man. So busy, I'm like going insane over here.
Stop spinning around, then.
So what's going on, baby? Hey, have you gotten another blowjob since that last story?
Yeah, I got another one.
Did you?
Woo-hoo!
Are you still fucking that chick from Taco Bell?
No, I kind of stopped because her boyfriend's in an army.
Oh, fuck, I hate that.
He's a jackass, man.
Oh, and he wasn't cool with you fucking her.
No, he's like...
What the hell?
Anyway.
What an asshole.
What a jerk off.
Okay, man. So what's going on? Like, what'd you call in for?
Huh?
What did you, Lieutenant Major Zombie, call in for?
Calling for? Not really much, but I'm just saying that I got through in college, and I got 3 credits earned in networking.
Awesome!
Very cool.
So you one day will be an employed member of our valued society.
You know, my teacher at Warner County High School thought I was pretty good, so they talked to the main principal, and I might be teaching disco, the first-year student.
You will be teaching?
Oh,
I would
God.
Pay money! I will pay...
To be in your class.
I want video of that. That would fucking
Please,
own.
Please, send us video.
And you got to buy a cult shirt and wear it for the first class. That'd be awesome.
Decker shirt, yeah.
Clan Decker. And if anybody gives you any shit, tell them to talk to me.
I got my car. I need a sticker for it.
A sticker?
We don't have any stickers yet.
Not yet. They're coming. They're coming, buddy.
You really want the stickers, Sean.
I know. They're on me for this fucking
bumper. It's a pretty cool car.
Is it? What kind of car is it?
I think it's a Nissan, but it has 460,000 miles on it.
Wow. That's a lot of miles. You can almost go to the moon with that many miles.
That's like 600,000 kilometers. That's over 600,000 kilometers.
That's huge, man. That's huge. All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Is it Zombie's accent?
No, no,
that makes him sound like that?
No, it's because his parents had him on fucking drugs from the time
he was
five.
I know that. He's off of them now, right?
Yeah, and that's why he's steadily improving.
Getting better. He is way
better. Just to give a race a bit of a heads up.
Give the boy credit. He actually called in at the appropriate time tonight.
That's right. He didn't call in early. That's really good, actually.
Yeah, he's actually got a lot of shit here. He's the Ten Major Zombie called in originally, and he was like a Ritalin monkey. Like, his parents fed him fucking...
Bad.
No,
it's
sad.
No, I know.
And they fed him all these drugs, and they started listening to Rat Radio, and we beat the living fuck out of him. Like, I'm like so bad. Like, I'm like, you're jerking off in your own shit, and then you go fuck your mom, and you roll around in broken glass. I was just like... And he kept on coming back saying, you guys rule, you guys are awesome. And we're like... I'm doing, like, just unholy shit, man. I'm, like, channeling Satan to insult this kid. And he's just, you guys still own, he sends me email, like, oh, I'm the biggest fan. And he, like, does really shitty, like, art, clip art for me.
It's all bad.
You're so cool, and I wish I could be cool like you. And then I start feeling like a real dick, because this guy just, you know, he totally thinks I'm awesome. And I'm like, wow. And then I found out. I found out that he's... I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Because he was typing all fucked.
Like, it was...
What, do you have, like, no fingers, or what's the deal here? Are you just, like, smashing your palms?
Are you on drugs or something? He goes, yeah.
And I said, are you on fucking drugs? What's wrong with you? And he said, well, yeah, my parents feed me, like... They cycle them through four different types of fucking... Yeah. And he's the next gen. So he's kind of been stopped taking the drugs.
What
and
that's a new topic right there. The Ritalin
Ritalin Paxil generation.
You never really tested to see what happens when you leave.
Yeah, no, for 15 I have years. Done rants.
Find out. I have a number of friends that are on this. My roommate is actually on some drugs, and his dad's a doctor, so like he can probably get him some shit that. You know,
oh, fucking why are you now?
Oh yeah. Like, and it's crazy. Like, they give you shit to bring you up. They give you shit to bring you down. It's fucked up shit. There's no need for it.
Let's. I've done a rant about Prozac actually. Yeah, I have, and we're gonna play it right fucking now.
Yeah, it's amazing segues. We're segue masters.
This whole show tonight is rocking some hard ass.
It is.
All right, go ahead.
It's the best show ever.
Back one of the most black rotten beats.
This is like an old one, so I might have an old intro or something.
Okay.
It's John Kennedy on Rand Radio.
What I want to know is where the fuck Prozac came from. Everything was fine and dandy with the world 15 years ago. Now all of a sudden we need all these drugs and chemicals to keep our brains straight. Let's talk about lithium for a second. Holy shit, let's just hand that out in schools, bake it into fucking cookies. They give it to kids. They give it to people. You got any problems? You're depressed? Oh, don't be depressed. Here, have some Prozac. Have some lithium. And while you're at it, feed some Ritalin to your children so they don't depress you either. No wonder you're upset. The world is a fucked up place. We're poisoning the ozone layer. We're poisoning the ocean. We're poisoning our food. We're injecting cattle. So many fucking hormones, we don't know what the long-term effects are. Does anybody know what the long-term effects of NutraSweet are? Does anyone? Find out. Read a book. See what happens when you learn. It's very, very scary. You'll want to stick your head so far up your ass, just like everyone else. But that's okay. Just take a little yellow pill. It makes a difference. Prozac with the big fucking P. It's what you need. It's what you have to have in order to survive in today's world. If you want to be a little yuppie, if you want to be a productive citizen, if you want to be a good worker, well, come out of your home. Don't stay there anymore. Try to understand what it is they're doing. They're trying to program you. They're trying to keep you under the thumb. It's all what keeps you nice and docile. Hey, watch some Jerry Springer. Watch some daytime television. Oprah takes her Prozac. She's a nice lady. Just where did that fucking shit come from? Is that a throwback from the MK Ultra days in the late 60s? Is this what eventually happened to acid? Oh, acid was too much to get people to prescribe. Now we're just going to give the shit out on prescription levels. Oh, feeling kind of bad? Life looking like shit? Not happy with your job at Home Depot? Have some Prozac. It'll make it better. You'll be way more productive and much happier. In the province newspaper, they even advertise things like, oh, we're a ray of light. We don't report depressing news. We just like to report the happy things. What the fuck is that about? Is this like 1984? Oh, no, wait. It's 1999. 84 was 15 years ago, and it's gotten progressively worse ever since then. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Yes, Sean is amazing. He does it all in one go.
All in one go.
Wow.
Well, I never write them. That one there is one of the older ones, so it's not really as pissed off as it is. But like probably my most favorite rant that I've ever done was the.
It's pretty angst-ridden, I would say. It's still there's a lot of angst there.
Not nearly as good as the new stuff.
No.
That's more concerned. I'm actually concerned there. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? But there's other ones that you know.
Bananas rant.
Yeah. Girl on the Left loves my banana rant.
It's hilarious.
It is. Oh, we'll play that near the end of the show.
Sure.
We'll play the banana rant out. Okay, who's calling? We got a call. Call now. Call early. Call often.
Oh, we do have a call. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Rabid Wombat.
Rabid Wombat, buddy.
Speak of the devil. Speak of the wombat.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Excellent. 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 So what's new? What's going on?
Not much. Not much. I was just calling in. Like, I know you have your, like, Clit program on and stuff, and I was just, like, a big fan of epigrams myself, and so I was, like, if there could be, like, some small little thing, you know, where people just put in little clever sayings and shit like that, that would be very, very cool, you know, just, like, a collection of, you know, like, little cool shit that people hear and just, like, post up. I mean, personally, I got some, like, funny-ass shit by George Bush Sr., like, it's no exaggeration to say that the undecideds could go one way or another and, like, all kinds of shit like that, but... I mean, just clever shit like that, but whatever.
Rabid Wombat, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
From Toronto, that's where you're out of. Okay, so we should get a Sabbath meeting in Toronto, because we're getting some pretty good fucking force
Lots
out
of
there.
People in Toronto.
Like, integrity's
I know. Yeah. I was thinking of meeting with D-Ho, Decker Hunter Orion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
D-Ho, huh? Who?
Yeah. Hunter Orion, he's awesome. He was, of course, out here and hanging out with me for a bit there. And I still got to get him his goddamn Robotech CDs. But I haven't had a chance to do it yet because my copies are fucked, so I have to see if I can rip them out. If anybody's got all the Robotech stuff, actually, for that matter, if anybody's got all the Robotech on Real Audio, give me a call. And I'm looking for Mospeta. If anyone in the sentient search engine world wants big kudos, get me Mospeta, will you? I need that fucking thing. Anyway, carry on.
Basically, that was it. Just little shit like that. That would be very, very cool. But besides that, great show, and yeah, what the fuck? All right.
All right.
Say, what the hell?
Wait, what the hell?
Attaboy.
Very excellent. The Cult Quotes Archive. Sounds like
the Cult Quotes Archive. It's a KQA.
The Quotable Cult.
Quotable Cult. Quote. Of course, we'll have to spell
a little red case. Book with quotations from Chairman Sean.
Chairman Sean.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be just great. No, it would have to be like Lieutenant Major Sean Zombie.
Lieutenant Major Sean.
And that's what I think. If Smokehouse gets killed and I get killed, I'm going to put Zombie in charge. You know, because what would happen?
Oh, my God.
Aren't you curious? Don't you want to know?
You would never find out, Sean.
No, I wouldn't, but I imagine you'd be like, okay, like, burn.
Very interesting.
It'd be like, I'd send him the document that has the ownership of cult kind of deal for the patient zero position and five bottles of speed. And and he'd, like, take one bottle a day, and he has 5 days to, like, bring down the United States.
And the cult CEO eyes would be the code word for ready to assume control. The next one will be assume control now, and then I have assumed control of cult.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the new patient zero.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that'd be really cool.
We take one more call.
All right.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
It's Dr. Holy Dio.
Holy Dio! How you doing,
buddy? Holy Dio!
Oh, yeah, I'm just calling. It's not really much. I just got the CD one for this Rant Radio CD. I'm pretty sure it's done.
I did see that up on your webpage. Very excellent.
I just posted that, like, 2 days ago. And I played it, you know, I gave it a test run the last time I went home in my car, just like going home and played it a couple times through. It actually works out really good. Like, I had the cult testimony with Smokehouse and Zombie, and right after the bear ran, it's like, okay, and we're back, you know.
Perfect.
It just worked out great, you know, just stuff like that.
So this is the best of What the Hell CD, and you're trying to make it into a seamless kind of show. So you got the intro, some gross hospital story, all the regular stuff.
Yeah, basically, we decided to cut the IRC in the room, though, because we can't really do that without having everybody. It's sort of not fair to everybody, and, I mean, it's a part of the show, but we just can't do that.
No doubt, without a doubt. So what's all on? What have you put into the collection there?
Well, I've got everything on this. No, the site isn't updated, but if you go on the FCP site, I run a non-server, which I have to take down 2 weeks and put up somewhere else because I will be leaving school. Which is a good thing. I have everything we're considering there so far, and the first CD should be up there and completed. I haven't even checked that directory. I've only put it in my main. And let's see. So I've got, like, the first one, the basic stuff is like the bear. I got the Bears Club, the Republicans, and Quake too. It's great.
The what?
The Bears Club and the Republicans, you know, Sean is the babysitter.
Oh, that's that's like my favorite one. The Sean is
that was just great.
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually, my babysitter.
Let's see, did I update it, actually? I tell you now if I updated it. Yes, it is updated on my FTP, so you could download the CD. I still have to do cover art, so I'm a little behind here.
Excellent. So are you actually burning CDs, or are you making all the artwork and the MP3s available so people can make their own?
Well, if you don't have a writer, I will burn you a CD. You send me the shipping money and the CD. I have a stack right now, so.
That's awesome.
So, you know, if you can bring your own, that's cool.
Where do you download it from?
I can send you or whatever. And if you can't, then I'll send it right to you.
So post the link in the IRC so people can check it out.
And somebody send it to me on my email so that I can post it on the cult page. Or someone post it on the cult page so they know where to go.
Well, I think it's on the Rant Radio site, actually.
Is it?
It's still the top, I think.
Still the top story.
On what, the cult site?
No, the Rant Radio site.
Yeah.
Oh, well, put it on a cult.
You put it on a cult.
More people look at cult.
I'll execute you.
Okay, excellent.
All right.
So, okay, buddy.
Is that everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So what the hell?
What the hell?
Well, why don't we just whip out our counters and measure them?
Yeah.
Well, I get 30,000 hits a month.
I grew up listening to Dio.
Oh,
is that any constipation?
holy Dio. Holy Dio.
Holy Dio.
Holy Dio, Ross.
He's awesome.
If you think this is cool, you should check out the Active Worlds server. They built a 3D virtual world. You can go walk in and talk to people. They built an office for me. Yeah, they built a bar.
You got your own office?
Yeah, I have my own
office.
You are
like a shitter?
They're like, yes, and a bed, and a home entertainment system, and a fireplace.
You are a fucking, like, internet media god.
He's the uber geeky
god. I'm Patient Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty much.
You're right now coming by the realization, if you go to the page and check how many people are on the page and what people are doing, you'll slowly, right now it's all cool because we're doing
I'm going to be like that.
Gradually there's like fear. Well,
I'm going to be like that 70-year-old guy with the fucking the fucking catheter coming out of him.
Out of his belly button.
Out of his belly button. Shitting himself.
He's more important than the claw.
The claw chooses. What the hell is this?
This is the page.
Oh.
So it's got intro. Abortion, I don't know, I guess that's us talking about it. Cult testimonial, Smokehouse, Lieutenant Major Zombie, two-headed cats, Sean the babysitter, bears.
I'd love to listen to that right now. That's so
fucking
great.
You can download all these. Interview with Al from Americans for Purity. Of course.
Fucking Al.
Oh my
I'd love
God,
to take Al. A round out of Al again.
Is he a white supremacist?
We'll bring
no, he's a guy who wants to put little kids in jail because they jerk off.
What?
He thinks female genital mutilation is worth it.
Hey, yeah. I tell you what.
What?
I tell you what.
There's people that actually live.
Oh yeah,
they're like
and
that.
And they have sponsors and people, and they have like this is like.
I saw this guy. He's got this website. I think it's called like anti-porn or something. Mm. And he wants mandatory like 15-year jail sentences for people that look at porn or masturbate or
might be the same guy.
Might even be the same guy. Is he like
I'm going away for life?
Is he a fairly robust fellow?
I know the site you're talking about. I know the site. You're talking
yeah.
about a photo of him and everything.
Yeah.
He was all over the web. Yeah.
yeah.
It was a complete freak of nature.
Yeah.
No, this
okay.
was.
And he actually, in the picture, he's like, and he looks like he's actually looking at porn.
Yeah.
Like, the look on his face, he's like,
he's like, he's got one hand around his cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this guy's site was shitty, and I didn't believe he was for real.
Yeah.
Really?
So he phoned up.
Okay.
He phoned up, and this interview is, I'm sucking
it's
him
a-
in. I yeah. fully sucked this guy in,
right.
and then he's all like, well, I'm like, well, what do you believe? He goes, well, you know, masturbation actually does cause blindness, it causes acne and all this kind of shit. It
causes
and,
crime.
And I, in the studio here, unnerved, was sitting next to me, and I started
oh,
to
yeah.
fucking wig, okay? I'm gone. And I just fucking, I'm off. And I'm trying to hang up on this fucker. And Sim's like
no, don't hang up on him.
And he's moving the phone around so
it's awesome.
I can't get a finger on it. And everybody in the IRC is like, oh, yeah! It's like bad guar all over
oh,
the IRC.
God.
And I'm just like, you fucking piece of shit. You're trying to put children in jail. I fucking spiked your head to the floor. I'm fucking going nuts, right?
you've seen, oh, what's that Hunter S. Thompson movie?
If you're
in Loathing
Las
Vegas.
Yes, Stone.
Okay, yeah. When they're in the police meeting, when the guy's talking about drugs and how it's like.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and
hold
you,
on.
you can see the drug addicts because they got cum stains on their.
Yeah, that's an Reefer Madness and then
yeah.
those kind of films where it's oh. actually those are actual police films.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can see the cum stains on their pants from frequent masturbation
oh,
and not being
yeah.
able to rape
constantly
somebody.
Jerking off, you know, and you're like, oh my god, no,
oh my
it's so
god.
Fucking brutal. And yeah, Al from Americans for Purity, like if that. that guy had been in the room, I would have beat the shit out of him. Like, like webcam.
I would have paid money for that.
Oh,
that would have been like a WF main event.
There would have been guys fucking come. There would have been like people holding signs at the goddamn trial. It would have just been like, ah! Oh, I swear to God. But yeah, that's probably the most pissed off I have ever been on a show.
Oh, we just tie him down, do money shots all night all over him. Send it to his wife.
Yes. Send to his wife. Fuck that. Bring her. No, never mind.
I gotta.
Better stop there.
I got a new little angle here. Now, how come Canada and Mexico can both elect a new leader within one day?
One day.
Boom. And Mexico being what, a third, fourth world country or something?
Third.
fourth.
World. And America, it's been what? They're on their going on their fourth week now.
Didn't they?
They're gonna have to re-elect again
I don't know. I've completely lost interest after the second day.
Here's an interesting observation about the situation in the States right now. If you took the exact situation that exists there and transferred it to like a third world country, or you know, guy who's the governor of
Guam or so, you know, Guana or whatever,
guy who's the governor of one of the largest states in the country.
And yeah.
Has one of the, it also has one of the worst human rights records in the country.
Yeah.
Is in line to become the president, and his father is a former president who was also a member of
the CIA. Head of the CIA, yeah.
Whose brother is the governor of the state in contention. Yeah. You know, if you transferred all of this to a third world country, there's no way in hell anyone believed there wasn't something really, really fucked going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a joke all over the world.
They could just hold a re-election in the state of Florida, but you know, that just wouldn't be as much fun as wrangling out in the court.
Oh, because, the thing is with America, it's all about drama.
Oh,
because
yeah, it's good
they,
for
they
the ratings.
On CNN, 24 hours a fucking day.
I think they're in cahoots with radio and TV stations.
Oh, they have
ratings.
To be.
It's been 5 years since OJ, we need a fix.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for...
Yeah, and they even followed the van. They even followed the van on when they were taking the
van.
As soon as
there's
I saw it, I was like, shades of the OJ Simpson, like, slow speed chase. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, and they got there's three helicopters watching this, and it's, you know, four armored cars, you know, what the fuck?
And they got Sheriff John Burnell. See how they recklessly drive through the street. Fuck off. No.
Hanging Chads flying out the back of the door.
That was on Leno. That was funny.
This is what happens when you're using, like, 1950s technology in your voting
process.
Oh,
I know. It's fucked.
It's like, punch cards? What?
Yeah, no,
it's like 60 years old.
And they can't even punch properly.
Either you go with something which can't be mistaken, the good old-fashioned X in a box, or you go for, like, Scantron sheets, which can be zipped through and there's no fucking mistaking. But fucking punch cards and half-punched cards and this mishmash of systems in every state and every county has a different set of stupid punch card
five guys to count each one takes 20 seconds.
Fuck that. Power stems from the barrel of a gun. Whatever candidate can get their man there at the booth with an AK-47 wins. You won the state. You got more people armed there first.
That's actually a really good idea.
Well, let's see. Okay, who of the two candidates, what kind of military experience do they have then?
They both have military experience, but they were like desk clerks. They might as well be carrying a purse and wearing
a
dress.
I say we go with the original idea. We feed them about 50 tabs of acid each, put them inside of headphones and blindfold them, drop in a scent step tank, play nothing but itch at about 200,000 decibels, and then let them out. First guy who can sing the national anthem is the president of the world. That's what I say.
Perfect.
Rockets, red glares! Like, all fucking, there's like yellow running down his fucking like, they're all
It's gonna sound like Leslie Nielsen and the Naked Gun.
Oh, you bet it'll be. Like,
and the bomb's in the air.
You need guys like William S. Burroughs being there. Just you know, he'll like look at them and say some really clever shit. Put on a hat, stick a vacuum up his ass, and pick a guy. I don't know. It's all good. Anyway, so look. Looks like we're wrapping
He's
up the
bailing
show.
Out, wrapping up the show.
We're wrapping up the show tonight, guys.
So let's say good night, everybody. This is Red 5 signing.
Good night, Red 5.
Good night, Red 5. And going back around
Red
the room.
Red 5 is a long trip.
Now
I have to in the RC first.
This is on the left with... Yeah, I spent half the show reading.
So there you go.
Sorry.
And we're going to go do the room for... Are we doing IRC? Doing IRC. Sorry. Hang on.
Oh. You have to say your
name. Okay, we have to go. Samarian, Mr. Echo, Emilio, Shovel, Snorgasm, Crazy Night, Soul Raper, Apocalypse, Case, Format, Live, The Domination of Zombies, Pseudo, Pele, Enochian, Enochian? What the hell? Arab, Eraspace, 585723. Oh, that's his ICQ number. Evil James. Everyone in cult! He wants to put his ICQ up? Not a problem! Everyone in cult, make sure you say hello to the bassist from Erase. His ICQ number is 527-8434.
You just screwed yourself now.
Everyone make sure you say hello. Okay. Oh, did he take it down? Oh, no, he didn't. Evil James, FT Paradox, Baker One, Josh K, Sideslide, Zebulon. He's going to fucking find me and kick me in the nuts. Babs, Tell, Integrity, Rooster, Holy Shit, Dio, No Deal, Mixter, T-Night, Cyber Samurai, who's actually a hardcore motherfucker.
Yes,
Basti Kolikov, Scarecrow, Nomad, Trickster, Fester, Deep Penis, Buck X, Half Elf, Inbloop, Kex, Latrell, Orphan, Poison, Cheeto, Artemis, Battle Wax, Crazy Fuck, Music God, One Plutonium, Rancid Girl, Star, Baby Trillium, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Quoth, Rabid Wombat, Rant, Inky, and RJR. Far away, Zach B. and Gargoyle V. Soul Trance with
his Blackjack.
His cat, Blackjack.
With his cat.
Everyone was all pissed that I let a cat in, but fuck these. All right.
It's a pretty cool cat. Filled out the questionnaire.
Fills out the questionnaire. Did a good job.
Besides, you need the DNA to work with to get those two kitted cats.
That's why he's in there.
You bet.
Yep.
You bet.
He's donating his body.
All right, going around the room. Good night from
Roland Zariette saying thank you to his main girl for providing all the entertaining letters.
All right. Is that Smokehouse?
Oh! By the sound of that letter he sent it, it might be.
All right.
Good night from Silent Drexel.
Silent Drexel.
Silent Drexel with his quiet mic.
By the way, your mic isn't loud enough.
Yeah.
Drex, is your mic loud enough? And then we have over two.
PVM.
Who needs a mic?
What?
Did PVM next?
I thought PVM was next.
Oh, PVM. Oh, sorry.
Non-entity sitting on the couch.
I'm not actually here. I'm just
white on black.
You're a political pundit.
The contrast was too much. White on black.
Seeing you. What? Say goodbye. 5, 4, 3, 2.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, and numbered, index briefed, debriefed, or numbered, or something like that.
Oh, you fucked up.
What's your punch card, goddammit?
My life is my own.
All right. And Ronan Medic.
Saying farewell and reminding everyone, take your stand against Americans for purity.
That's right. Fire off around in the shower. And we have Lyle.
One gun salute.
Hey, you got a raid.
What's going
Fire
on?
Fire CD
Fire
in
Fire off around in the shower? You like that one or what?
And this is Jason, and I've had a really fun time here. And if we actually get asked back, that would be really cool.
Sure.
I'd be down for that.
For sure, absolutely.
How about the New Year's show? I'll sign the wall.
Oh, New Year's.
I'll be here no for New Year's if you guys want me.
Oh, yeah. And
as I never do anything on New Year's because I hate New Year's. It's like Christmas. I fucking hate Christmas.
Oh, Christmas is cool because you get shit.
Well, yeah, it's cool, but I don't
it's
like
cool
it because...
cool for you because you get shit.
Like, well, not to get, like, all sort of, like emotional on you or anything, but my mom died at Christmas, so it's kind of,
Fuck!
So, yeah.
That's such a ripoff.
It's going to be kind of an open
house. I was 5 years old. To make it the matter worse,
so
right?
Like, sort of
when
like
you get all your Christmas time when it, like, means something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I get my new bike! Yeah,
thank you, God, for that present.
Thank you very much. I'll just puff up a vein during the holiday season. All right,
it's been great. Thanks, everybody, for phoning in and chatting and doing their thing. And thanks for having us. And
shut up.
Shut up.
I'm done here. Bye-bye.
All right, and this is Sean Kennedy, fucking man, saying, hey, be defusible. And I will check you guys later.
And this is Sumerian. New Year's is going to be sort of an open house for Rant Radio.
Oh, my God.
So people, not in the studio, they're going to be watching in the other room. And they'll be hearing the show and watching
that
on the
instant
big,
replay.
On the big screen TV. It's going to be out of sync. About 20 seconds. It's going to be really weird.
They'll be able to listen to the whole
thing. Be able to listen and watch it on the big screen out there. So if anybody in the Vancouver area wants to get in contact with me, it's going to be only... the people that we can fit in the studio, but
that's
everyone
right.
else can...
Same rules. Same rules apply.
Yep.
All right, boys. So, boys and girls and everyone in cult, make sure you say hello to the bassist from Erase. Let's show them the power of cult. And we'll talk
ICQ.
To you guys all later.
And this is Sean K with no bananas.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh,
those are my fucking bananas.
These are my fucking bananas. Go ahead.
And we're out of here until next week. And,
It's time for another rant ready to listen to.
Sean Kennedy.
The Cult.
Weird.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email.
Join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Work all night and I drink a rum.
So,
it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking, where are we at? We're the Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertisement, just a description of the location, which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags, and we didn't buy bags because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there and we're running around and we go to buy our shit, and I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sim's and my shit, which I had all in there. And we get up to the till and we're all rocking through there, and of course there's only two baskets, and this poor chick behind the counter, she's just throwing shit through the till. It's firing through the till, oh my god. And I've got to get my shit off of that side counter board, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex supermart, you know, happiness awaits you down at the stuff mart. And I get it all in the basket, I'm ready to go, and I look back and I see some bananas. I see those same bananas and I go, waiter, did I pack those bananas? Because I wasn't sure. And then this old guy behind me goes, no, those are my bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, now I'm pretty sure those are my bananas. I said, are you sure those are your bananas? And he's like, yep, them there's my bananas. Those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I guess they probably are. I can't remember for sure, you know, and I'm not going to freak out. Then I start walking away and I go, wait a minute. Those are my fucking bananas. But then I think to myself, do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk whether or not I want to go and actually razz on them because of the fucking bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I should go back and really rip the guy's head apart just because I know he's stealing bananas. They're my bananas. I paid for them. They're $1.56. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. But I didn't. I didn't go back there. Why? Because I couldn't be 100% sure. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are before you start to freak out. Because I would have been in the right, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't freak. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just letting you know that, yes, this is the daily trials and tribulations that happen to me. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, the internet is safe to browse again.
Sorry, doesn't get ratings. No, shut up.